Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Giannis Pappas. You're listening to You Know What, Dude, the podcast with Robert Kelly on riotcast.com. Welcome to America. Let me smell you, cunt.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude.
You Know What, Dude.
You Know What, Dude.
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude.
You Know What, Dude.
All
I know
right.
You're not a comic, so.
Here we are. We are on. The show is fucking live.
Oh, like, boy.
All right. Hey, guys, want to put your headphones on and join the fucking show? Instead of fucking trying to get in at the fucking stand, Giannis Pappas. Dude, I like fucking bread. Is that what you pay? I'll take bread.
You breathe air, so do I.
All right, here's what, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go around the room. We're going to switch it up. Are you eating just a ball of bread?
Pretzel bread.
It's a slider bread.
That's good. When we start the show, that's always good for radio, audio. Put shit in your mouth and chew it into the microphone.
It's more natural.
Apparently, you're not a headlining comedian around the country, and you haven't done much radio.
I haven't done anything.
Good for you. That's a good fucking thing. That's actually a good thing.
Yeah, I'm quitting. I'm out of business.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the You Know What, Dude podcast and blah. Blah, blah for the rest. To my left, we have...
What's up? Louis J. Gomez, Hammer Fisting Podcast, GomezComedy.com, Twitter.com/Louis J. Gomez.
Oh, you really are just a fucking spick.
Can you name this episode, You Really Are Just a Spick?
I'll write it down. All right.
I love how every podcast does that too. You think I always thought we were so original when we did that, but every show goes, dude, that's the name of the show. That's the name of the show. And fucking sizzle dicks. Dude, coffee bean, iced coffee's the best is the name of the show. To the left of fucking just a fucking speak. No, I'm kidding. You're not just a spick.
Yeah, that's
to my left, we have the Greek god.
Yes.
The fucking 5 o'clock shadow. The fucking the nerd with hair.
How you doing, everybody? Giannis Pappas.
Boom, boom. To his left, we have one of the co-owners of the stand, a Jew among Jews.
Happy Yom Kippur.
Wait, hold on. Can I say something? The reason he's doing this right now is because he still doesn't remember your name, Dave. I swear to God, that's the reason he's doing the
yourself
thing.
I've known him longer than I've known you, you dummy.
He forgot his name every time last time he was on.
I know his fucking name. I invited him on, and I've known him longer than I've known you.
What's his last name?
I don't know his last name. No, it's
It's a really long...
Jewy?
No, it's a Jewy fucking long...
Jewy last name.
No, it's a Jewy last name.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Kimowitz.
Yeah, oh, yeah, dude, I forget that, but I know his fucking name. Yeah, say your last name again.
Kimowitz.
And you are the owner of the stand, one of the...
That's right.
One of the owners.
One of the owners.
Not a... what do they call those in the biz?
Jews?
A GM?
No. Yeah. General manager.
A GM, you
Booker.
Fucking... son of a bitch. And then to his left, we have...
Yes.
Kelly's sister. Get on the mic, sweetie. Get over here. Get the fuck on the mic.
Oh, no.
Sit down, Joanna.
Get over here. Wow, she's hot.
By the way, we're calling her Hot Kelly.
My God.
That's what we're calling her.
All right, this is Kelly Festuca's sister. What's your name? I don't know your
Hello.
Name. What's your name?
Joanne.
Really? Joanne. How old are you, Joanne?
Close to the mic, Joanne.
Old enough.
How old are you? You're older than Kelly.
Yeah, I'm older than Kelly.
So you're like 32, 34?
Yeah, around that.
35?
Yeah.
How old are you? Just say it. 34. You're 34?
Yeah.
I want to divorce my wife and become part of the fucking shitty Australian family group.
Well, if you're my saying God. That means you think Kelly's hot because they look exactly the same.
No, because Kelly is hot, but yeah. I can't get past her bloody asshole visually in my head. I'll never get... even if like me and Kelly was made, all of a sudden we were naked and all I just picture is like as soon as we were done, she'd get up and there'd just be a puddle of blood from her asshole. And she'd be going, sorry, sorry, Bobby, Bobby, I'll clean it up, Bobby. I'm sorry. And I'd be like, I just throw up on her.
Why you have a bloody asshole? Why?
I used to have an anal fissure.
A what?
You have to get on the microphone. Get right into
it. An anal fissure is a tear that happens in your anal cavity.
I'm sure you guys covered this on this podcast.
See? Yeah, we have. Yeah. But see, this is great. Her sister, the way she's reacting, that's the way I react to Kelly.
She's reacting like she has no idea what the fuck's going on with her. Like, we know so much about your sister.
She's reacting like a human being. Okay, we're all desensitized creeps that can talk about her beautiful girl's bloody asshole for fucking an hour and a half for 7 episodes. She's a human.
So shemale, you're on board, but bloody asshole, no, that's where you draw the line.
Okay, shemale with a bloody asshole, I'm on board. If I cause that bloody
two
asshole.
Two negatives make a positive, Giannis. That's okay.
As long as my thumb and forefinger cause that fucking crevice.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you got to put it in.
I get it.
So, and then to her, we have the lovely Kelly Festuca.
Hey, guys.
And we have 5 o'clock Phil. 5 o'clock Shadow Phil is here.
Oh boy.
With his fucking Jesus. Do you ever shave? Does it really? You and Giannis should start a comedy troupe called like the Beards of Comedy or something. Oh, that's already done. Sorry.
Eastern Europe. We just have that like, yeah. We look like bad guys in a Will Smith movie or
the
something.
The Swarthy Beards of Comedy tour. Yeah.
You guys look like the terrorist that the lead actress fucks. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not too fucking Arab.
Yeah.
You know those two Arab.
Passable, yeah.
Yeah, like you.
Light skin Arab.
Yeah, like somebody, your great grandmother fucked a German.
Right.
Light enough to be attractive.
Giannis is like he's like the good guy the whole movie, but then at the end you find out he's actually a terrorist. That's like the twist.
Kind of like this podcast.
Yeah. Giannis had a tan. He could be Ahmadinejad's understudy. Yeah. I see it.
Nah, the eyebrows kind of scream Greek, though.
Yeah. And the little eyes. Your little eyes say Greek.
Little beady inbred eyes.
Yeah, you do. You scream. You have your pizza has hard crust.
Yeah.
Take your glasses off.
Bad pizza.
When Giannis takes his glasses off, his eyes
everything
so
must have green on it.
Yeah.
Greeks got to stop making pizza.
Well, you know what? A Greek pizza is it's good, but it's definitely different than regular pizza.
Yeah, no.
It's very hard crust.
I like my pizza authentic. Mexicans making it. That's how I like it.
Oh, so you like tacos?
No, but quesadillas? New York City, that's all who's making pizza nowadays. Mexicans.
Is it really a Greek pizza?
They're starting to own pizza, especially outside New York. They own a lot of
Boston, a lot of Greek. You know the difference between a Greek pizza place and a regular Italian pizza place.
Thick cheese on it. Is it thin crust?
Yeah, not a lot of sauce.
Not much care, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But they got, I mean, I like it. I like your Greek, but it's hard as fuck. I mean, you'll chip a tooth on that shit. Yeah. It's like the Acrocalypse. The Acropolis.
Overburned.
What is it called? What's your fucking shitty fucking thing called?
The Acropolis.
Acropolis. I put fucking, I put it backwards and put it together again, and then, all right, nice.
All right.
All right, listen, man, I'm glad you're here. What's your name again?
Joanne.
Beautiful, in shape woman. Never had a bloody asshole.
Normal size shoulders.
Hang on, let me take that back. Never had a constant bloody asshole. Because I don't know who she is or what she likes sexually. I think we've all had a bloody asshole.
Sometime.
Everybody who's never wiped their ass and saw blood.
I only wipe my ass till I see blood every time. That's how I know it's clean.
Because you're a man.
I don't like that forced joke, but it was a good one. I only, what is this? Fucking Hollywood Squares?
I only have a bloody asshole.
I want to show Giannis, one of our fans, behind me.
I saw it. Kelly sent me a text with it on it.
We got to get you a photo with you, innit?
Yeah, that's great. Man.
Flood City!
Flood City with the claws.
The lobster claws.
City, USA.
So how long are you in America for?
2 weeks.
Really? Are you staying with Kelly?
Yes.
Sorry.
I know.
Yeah.
Hope I go on vacation? You have my pad?
Oh, man.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'd let your sister bang in my house.
I'm not allowed to bang in his house. Well, I don't want to anyway.
Did you guys ever fool around together sexually?
You can't. She's not a comic.
Oh, my God.
See, she's more.
Kelly, neither are you.
I'm just asking a simple question sometimes.
That's true. It's so easy to forget. Like, you're traumatizing her right now.
Listen,
like,
I'm
jumping right in. Initiating.
Yeah. I gave my sister a couple swipes maybe when I was. Listen.
Have you guys ever watched each other bang?
No.
Well, let me finish.
Don't be perverted.
What?
That's perverted.
No, people.
They accidentally fucking went down to each other as little girls experimenting. That's fucking life. But her watching her fucking other guy, that's just dirty. I'm talking science.
Not twins. You live at the Playboy Mansion. You just fucking... Anyway, was that bad?
No. Kelly, you're nervous.
No, I'm fine.
A little bit.
I'm just protective.
Will you take your glasses off when you're nervous?
No, I take them off because they're pinching my ears because of the headphones.
Oh. Okay, so now you're here for how long, sweetie?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Thank you, Kelly.
Okay,
she
so
was not that, happy when she saw my room.
That's the how much the paperboy was owed and better off dead, by the way. 2 weeks. Nobody? Nothing? All right.
I've got no furniture. $2. She was a bit surprised when she came to my room.
Yeah, so how do you like sleeping on a Japanese wood floor?
Oh, God. I'm going to fix her room up.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. What are you going to do?
Oh, just clean it.
Is it a disaster?
Yeah.
So you didn't clean up. Your sister was coming. You savage.
I don't have any furniture to hang anything anywhere. So I just have piles.
It's just shit everywhere. Yeah.
What do you clean?
Garbage or just clothes?
No, it's actual piles of shit everywhere. Kelly just takes dumps in the middle of the floor.
I shit and kick
like an unbroken
in
Rottweiler.
I just shit in bed and kick it out with my foot.
How many pockets? How many little bags of food have you found? Like little bags of loneliness did you find after a shitty set and no dick? No.
Oh my God.
No boyfriend, just a little bag of fucking candy.
I had candy for breakfast. What? Okay.
I can't believe you fucking didn't bring food.
You know what?
We'll get back to that.
Yeah, we'll get there later.
He bought the bread round things.
Listen, I could have fucking made those.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very disappointed in myself.
So, we're getting to you. We're fucking attacking you.
Oh,
and we're getting to... I just want to know, are you married?
Kind of.
Ugh.
What? What type of weird rules you guys have for marriage in your country? It's like, really? No, we met in the woods.
Nah, I'm not married.
You're not married. You have a boyfriend, though.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Is he from Australia?
Yes.
Boo.
Do you cheat on him?
No.
Yes, you do.
Nah.
Are you going to do it this week? This is like Vegas. What stays here, stays here.
Nah.
You would never cheat on your guy in... Let me finish. You would never, if you're in New York City, mm-hmm. you're drinking, you're partying, you're not, no one knows nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy wants to start to kiss you a little bit.
She's really uncomfortable.
Little kiss you a little bit.
Nah.
Like this. Like that. How about this?
Nah, he'd be a creep.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
What if he wanted to just caress your hair and go, you're so beautiful, whatever happens, happens, whatever doesn't happen.
Oh, he
happen
can
is,
say it, but he can't touch
really.
Me.
Really?
Can I smell your chair?
Jesus Christ.
That's creepy.
You know, I'm trying to take it there in a fucking cool, creative way.
Louis, 0 to 60.
And you just go right there. I was getting to finger popping.
I'm a real ass dude. I don't hold back, motherfucker.
I'm a real ass dude. I fucking wipe twice a blood, yeah.
So you're definitely not fooling around.
No.
You're not hooking up with anybody.
No.
Not even like a Sandra D thing?
Nah.
No?
Nah, wouldn't
that
do it.
That sucks for everybody.
Yeah, nah, I wouldn't do it.
Well, are we some of the first American guys you've met?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's why.
Great ambassadors. Can I smell your chair? What's your cunt smell like, lady?
Yeah.
Pass me a Marlboro and a Budweiser. I'm a self-made American. I want to smell that cunt, lady.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to talk about the name of the podcast.
I want to smell that cunt.
America. Your chair is probably one of the most creepiest shit I've ever heard.
Welcome to America. Can I smell your cunt? Is the best sentence I've ever heard. That's the way Coming to America should have started. The first thing Eddie Murphy should have heard. Jesus Christ.
She's barely up the plane and Lewis is fucking waiting for her to go to the bathroom so he can get a sniff on her wood chair.
Don't flush the toilet. I'll be right in.
Did you prep her at all for this, Kelly?
I told her. I said you're going to have a hard time.
Yeah. Wow. She's like, get your cunt ready. It's getting smelled.
She doesn't even like the word cunt. Like,
what?
She teaches as a teacher. She teaches at like a Catholic school.
Isn't that what you call the kids in Australia?
No.
Little cunts?
Yeah, cunts.
No, that's England, you fucking moron.
Sorry, I don't know, dude.
You don't know what? Yeah. Fucking television? Life? Movies? Who turned the lights off? Dude, that joke would have worked if you didn't turn the lights off. I refuse to take the bandana on that one. Where is the bandana?
Cunts a compliment in Scotland.
Well, it should be on it after that fucking thing. So listen, sweetie, welcome to America.
Thank you
for being on the show. I hate your fucking country. Not because of the country or the people. I love the people. But your accent should be fucking banned. Should be abolished. You should be taught to speak like any other, like Puerto Rican accent would be better. Oh, fuck you. That's sexy as shit.
Really?
Yeah. I couldn't imagine. Uh-huh. I couldn't imagine fucking an Australian girl, and I would want to fucking just put duct tape on her mouth. What do you say? Like, oh, I like it. I love your balls hit my vagina and my taint.
It is a bit goofy of an accent.
It's a fucking silly. You want me to suck your dick, Bobby? Everything sounds jolly and fucking weird. I mean, how do you, Kelly, how would you say to a guy in a sexy, dirty way, I'm going to suck your dick? How would you do that? This is acting. This is not Kelly, your sister. This is Kelly, the actress. Now, Giannis Pappas, he is Al Pacino. We got Benicio Del Toro, Lewis.
Yeah, bro.
Right, we have Dennis, who's...
Danny DeVito.
No. who's the Jew who did Rain Man?
Dustin Hoffman.
You're Dustin Hoffman. I will be Robert De Niro. No, I'll be Pesci. I'm Pesci. Okay. Your sister is Minnie Driver. And you are Kelly Festuca auditioning for the role of Suck My Dick.
Okay.
So now you have to say...
Whose dick am I sucking
for? Benicio Del Toro's, obviously.
You're going to suck Benicio's.
He doesn't know how to act. He's going to take it to a
real
place.
What are you talking about? First of all, stop.
I'm the director. It's my movie.
Sorry, Bob.
Okay? I'm Pesci. The fuck kind of people are they? The fucking car. You want to smell a cunt fucking 2 seconds in the door? You know? Let her fucking enjoy the country, you cunt. Sucker. Fucking open a passport. You want to smell cunt?
That's a damn good Pesci.
That's not a Pesci. That's my angry baby. I need a bottle. I'm hungry. I need a tit to suck on, you fucking cocksuckers. Okay, listen. Here's the scene.
Yeah.
Kelly,
mm-hmm.
You're trying to get into this.
Look at Lewis fake smoking a cigarette already.
Yeah, what is this, a black and white period piece?
This is actor studio. He's fucking smoking a cigarette.
Does anybody do a Dustin Hoffman? I don't even know what it is. Yeah,
all you have to do is look the way you look.
Okay. And
action. Act natural.
Done.
All right, here's
Lewis.
Here's the scene, Kelly. Here's the scene. Look at me. I'm your director.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yeah. Here the scene is this, all right? What are you going to do, right? You're going to go in, you're going to fucking suck his cock, right? You're going to fucking, you want to go in, you're going to get in the building. There's no way in. He's the only way in the fucking building. Me, fucking my friend over here.
Ooh-ah.
We got my fucking Dustin Jew, Dustin Hoffman, and Minnie Driver. This fucking freckle bitch, right? This tea-sipping twat, right?
Can I just ask, can I, my Australian accent be Dan Soder's Australian accent?
You can make it whatever you want. Do your fucking job, you fucking cunt. Listen. I want you to go, hey, I'm going to get your jaw. You got to get in the building past this fucking Puerto Rican. You got to suck his dick to get in.
Is Benicio Puerto Rican?
Yes.
Definitely.
Is he?
Yeah, don't fucking break character, fucking cocksucker.
Especially with that cigarette in your hand.
Yeah, let's go. And fucking action, you twat.
Hi, I'm here to suck some cock.
Oh, God.
That is disgusting.
Cut. Well, who are you, Zorro? You're Puerto
Rican.
He's
in the Torah. I fucking...
Yeah, but he's...
You were auditioning to suck his cock.
No, you have to go. It's more like this. Ready? Let me do your part, all right?
Okay.
Just give me an action.
And we're ready, rolling, and action.
Hey. How you doing?
Hello.
How are you? You Spanish?
I'm very good now that you are here.
Ah, I gotta get in that building. What do I gotta do to get in there?
You have to suck my cock.
Let me pull that fucking uncircumcised fucking big schlong out and put it in my fucking wet mouth. Suck that fucking helmet. Like that.
That feels so good.
Yeah.
Can
I feel good? You know how many licks it takes to get to the center of your titty pop? One, two, three. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You like those balls? I like big, saggy nuts. Oh, you only have one. Oh, you got one taken out. I like just one big ball.
All right, well, don't tell everyone I have one nut, Bob. That was information between me and you.
Do you only have one nut?
Yeah.
What? Why haven't we not covered this?
Kelly, come check it out.
You don't.
No.
Okay, I was just joking.
I do have really small nuts, though. They
oh, that's
like
what
that
it was. Yeah, Bay was telling us you had really small nuts. Yeah.
Oh, God, Jesus. So, listen.
Yeah.
Do you understand how it works?
Okay.
All right, ready?
Okay.
And wait. action.
Hi. I was really hoping to get into the building.
Sorry.
What's wrong?
Her accent killed me.
All right, well, let's just try it one more time. Try to get to the point where she's going to say it. I want to see if the Australian accent can be sexy.
All right,
and take number 13, action.
Hi, you got a light?
Yes, I have a light.
So I need to get into the building. How can I make that happen?
What is she doing?
Just stay in character. Sorry. I yell cut, you cock fucking sucker.
I need to get into the building. How can you make that happen for me?
Maybe you could have your sister suck my cock.
Dude, no, that's... Listen, why was it
you
easier?
You can't bring her into it.
This is how...
between me and you.
This is how gay he is. He was... It, with me and him, flawless. Me, guy to guy.
Knocked it out of the park.
Sorry.
As soon as a girl's looking in your eyes, you're like, oh, I got to fuck something else.
Kelly
like,
makes me nervous.
I don't want to do it.
She makes me nervous.
All right. One more time. Now, just stay in.
Sorry, I'm in.
Go, all right?
Go.
And just...
Okay, hi. I really need to get upstairs, and I really need to make it happen. Can you make that happen for me? Anything I can do for you?
Possibly.
Possibly, like what?
Wait, stop! Why did you turn into a fucking English posh dude? Possibly?
You're Benicio Del Toro.
Yes. Benicio Del generic foreign guy.
Yes. Oh, man.
Dude, I swear to God.
New character, foreign man.
Pick
a movie of Benicio Del Toro and stay there.
Dude, my fucking...
Do Usual Suspect.
Thank you.
What did we do? I stopped paying attention for a minute, and then I forgot what accent I was doing.
This is fucking...
You should give Giannis a shot in the other role.
Yeah, how about Giannis? Listen,
try, dude.
All right.
Kelly makes these weird fucking faces at me, dude.
Kelly was doing fucking great.
No, were you watching her face?
I didn't. We got to get to the point where she says it to see if it's sexy, you fuck face.
All right, let Giannis
just
be the doorman.
Just because if it's not a dick turning you on, there isn't a ball sack and a fucking gaping asshole, you can't stay in character.
Bob, don't be mad at me because you have a sexy voice that turns me on a little bit.
I do.
You really do. You're great, dude.
Yeah, that was not Benicio Del Toro, though. Let's just.
That was Louis J. Gomez, and I'll say it.
All right, let's go. I'm going to try to outgay you right now. Come on, let's go. Come on. Go.
What are we doing? We're kissing each other?
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God.
I can't do it.
He beats me.
Louis was going in.
He beats me every time. This cocksucker closed his eyes at the last second.
I played fucking chicken with a blindfold on.
My heart.
He closed his eyes and his mouth opened slightly.
If you can feel my heart right now, it's pounding onto my chest. I thought I'd win. I can't beat. You can't.
There was a black guy here to get really uncomfortable at that moment.
Right. No one wishes there was a black guy here. Calm
podcast
down.
Is mad gay, yo.
All right, here we go. Mad gay, yo.
Yo, nah, son.
All right, here we go. Kelly, you're gonna be working with
Kelly.
Me.
Oh, rah.
Yeah, you're gonna be. Yeah, you were. Then you fucking. I want you to meet my friend Al. He's a good guy. He's a little fucking loud, but go ahead.
Kelly, tell me what you got.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
All right. Fucking action.
Hi. There's a nice glass.
Ah, thank you.
Now, I really needed to get into that building.
This one over here.
Yeah. Can you make that happen for me?
What are you going to do for it?
I can do a lot of things. I can... what do you really need right now?
I need you to suck my cock.
I believe that's the finish line.
No, you gotta say it.
You have to suck his cock.
Okay. You have to say it.
Okay, all right. I'll go back in line. We'll go back in line. Okay.
All right, action. Go.
So what can I do for you that could make you change your mind and let me in?
You gotta suck my cock.
Oh, okay. So... All right. Where are you going from there?
You gotta say. You gotta say.
To seduce him,
stop.
Not just agree.
Kelly's sister, get on the mic. You can do this.
No.
I'm kidding.
No, because what do you say? Once a guy says suck my cock, it's like, all right.
You gotta go. Yeah.
Once a guy says it, you just put it in your mouth.
Stop. No, you want to see how it's done?
Okay.
You got to get it hard before it touches.
Yeah, you got to go. You gotta,
I already made it hard.
You got to go like this. You got to go, I'll suck that cock. You got to say that.
You got to be a little bit more
assertive. No, how do you like it? Like, how do you like it?
Yeah. Is that good? Is that good?
I went all Luis Gomez.
Let's go, Kelly. You want one more shot or not?
You have to control this.
Yeah. So don't say suck my cock.
All right.
You say, what do you got?
What do you got?
Okay.
All right.
You're not seducing
him. If you don't fucking get it right with him, you're going to be sucking Dustin Hoffman's cock.
Okay.
And nobody wants that.
All right, I'll do it. Joanne, I'm sorry.
All right, here we go.
What do you got? What do you got?
What have I got? Well, what do you need?
What do you got?
What I've got is, I don't know, maybe.
Right.
What have I got? What have I got? Okay.
Who would act this way?
Listen,
if some girl did that shit, I'd fucking.
Have you ever hit on somebody?
I would think she's a cop trying to fucking set me up.
First of all, it's the worst. It's the worst. The Australian accent is the worst. Australian people stink at sex. You guys aren't good at sex. And she just proved it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Kelly's sister. You guys, the Australian people, sex is fucking just a good thing. What would you like me to do? Whatever you like. Right. You want me to touch your poo stick?
Ugh. Your dipstick.
You can't do it. Watching Kelly trying to get the word suck your cock out of with her sister doing this.
She was
just staring at the side of her head. I knew she was a slutty girl. Listen.
Come on, you came to New York to be an actor. Do it.
All right, we're doing it again.
Kelly. Yeah.
What do you got? What do you got? What do you got?
You ready? Get Kelly, go for it.
Okay. What do you got?
Hey, look at
what
me. Like Rocky, go for it.
Okay. What have you got?
He's sexy.
Okay. I can suck on balls really good. Do you want to suck on your balls?
Ooh-ah.
Yeah, take them out. Let me see.
Ooh.
Wait. Yeah. All right, stop. Now you turn into like, you sound like me. I'm sucking your balls. Take your balls out. I'm sucking your ass. Yeah. Oh, fuck. You want your balls sucked? I like balls. What the fuck happened to you? Could you add some female to it? You're either fucking shy and timid or you're a fucking gay truck driver. You want to suck your dick? I'll fucking suck your dick.
Put a finger in your ass.
I'm on fucking Sons of Anarchy. I'll suck your dick.
That's we'll like a porno that says in the subject, deep throat. That is exactly what that
was. This has got such a sweet face.
What do you need? You need, all right.
Oh, no, I'll do it. Let's go. Okay, you ready?
Right, you want to say it to Phil?
What do you got?
What have I got? Okay. All right.
I love.
What have I got? I really like sucking on balls. Can I have a look? Take him out for me. Let me have a look.
All right. I'm done. I'm out. That was a good job. No, you did good. I'm out. I know because I felt my dick filling up. And that was good because that actually fucking made me thump a little bit. And I don't want it to thump with Kelly, especially with
bloody
her
asshole,
fucking sister.
Bloody asshole.
Well, you liked what you said. You want me to take a look?
No, she goes, pull him out. Take him out. I like that. I pull him out. It was kind of cute. It was confident but cute. Do you have your phone on in the fucking show?
Dude,
turn your fucking pay-as-you-go phone off. All right, well, good job, Kelly. Thank you, Al.
You got it.
Thank you, fucking Benicio.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, you were James Bond and Mexican.
An American accent.
That's Antonio Banderas. Yeah. A bad Antonio Banderas.
I'm thinking of Banderas right now. I was in the impression Banderas. Of the fucking cat.
Thank you, Dustman, for not speaking.
Yeah, you got it.
So, anyways, we have this. This new club in New York City,
brand new, finally,
and it's the first one in a while. And
Greenwich Village Comedy Club. It's awesome.
It is.
Everybody come out.
It's called The Stand. Stand. Why don't you tell us about it? Tell us how long it's been in. How long it's
been in the works.
The works and how you and why you wanted to do this. I mean, why would you want to open up a fucking comedy club?
And tell us why Kelly will never work there.
That's actually not true.
Yeah,
we love Kelly. She's very sweet.
No, that's good, man. I like people who like Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh, happy when she comes in. She's
I come in. I just hang out.
She did my show this weekend. Cool.
She did? Yeah. Oh, I never have. That's good. That's good, Giannis.
You're gonna go to Brooklyn for a free show, Bob?
I would go. Yeah, to do a. I'm a comic. That's what we do. To do comedy, I would fucking do that.
We didn't get
the open invite. Whatever you want. How often? All right. Whatever you want.
All right, cool. I'm in.
It was fun. It was great.
I'll never come, but thank you. That's all I wanted. No, I would definitely come out there.
You left without your spot pay. From last week.
Oh, really? Give that to Kelly.
$2,500.
Kelly, you keep that. That's my
really
coffee.
Low ball on this guy.
Take that. That's for your coffee. That's for the coffee. I owe you so much for coffee. You get me coffee. Or we just take that.
I mean, I would literally kill for that money right now.
Really? Do you need money? Board. How much? What I'll do you need?
Right. That's now. Why we're booking why? Headliners, because they just walk out without us paying them. It's amazing. Huh?
Well, I, you know, first of all,
our budget for comedians is nothing because only headliners are coming and they don't care about the money.
Well, here's don't say that. I'm That's not kidding. Good. That's
I'm
not,
joking.
Yeah, it
I'm
sounds like a
joking.
Dick club owner.
No.
You know
I
what I mean?
Joking.
You got these fucking.
We're trying to screw.
You got three people in here that
first
really
all,
need spot
I chased
money.
You. I chased you down with the money and you were gone.
Let's not get carried away.
It's true.
With chasing anybody.
You didn't ask for it. I was excited to bring it to
the only
you.
Thing you'd chase down is if I had your money.
Oh, you probably have more money than I
real.
Do right
Bob
now.
Bob would have rather you'd bring food from the club
I
than
I sank my
pay.
Money into this dream of opening a comedy
yeah.
club.
Yeah, well,
so,
here's the thing, man. You've been trying to be involved with comedy.
That's true.
You, for a long time.
It started
you,
with you.
Well, it started with Patrice. Let's be
That's
honest.
True.
Patrice, it started with Patrice.
Yeah.
It's you and your pal. Tell them about the crew you're with.
I'm with a team of people now called CH Entertainment. It used to be called Cringe Humor. That's our production arm. Well, we're still Cringe Humor, but we tried to professional it up a little and jazz it as CH Entertainment.
Yeah, make it an abbreviation.
Started,
I've done that with my website, RK Live.
Started well before I was involved,
right.
when you were involved. And right. Patrick Milligan created a blog where he was pretty much promoting Jim Norton at the time,
yeah.
I believe. And he was a big fanboy of great comedy. And he created a blog called Cringe Humor, and he was promoting shows for Jim Norton. Then slowly grew to you, to Patrice, Colin, Voss, you know, a lot of the tough crowd guys.
Yeah.
And he was doing shows throughout the city and promoting comedians that he cared about.
Sounds like an old man reading a Christmas story by
Yeah, this is really...
Okay.
I'm going to speed this up
I'll
for you.
I'll speed it up, too. I'm moving on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, fast forward.
I mean, really just fucking... We're talking about fucking
yes,
cunt and pussy
anyway,
and
was the
sucking dick.
Christmas.
Anyway, so 2007...
Jesus Christ.
2006.
Just tell us the fucking guys involved. Who's in the vault?
Patrick.
I don't need... I don't care when you met them.
You asked me the history of how this happened and how I met you. It started with you.
All right, start who's the...
Okay, Patrick Milligan created Cringe Humor, which was
he started over.
Which was a production company.
Do it in a Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Patrick Milligan and Chris Italia.
You're pretty good.
He's got a brother, Paul Italia, too. He's my partner as well.
So Paul and Chris, Italia, it's really Chris, really.
Yeah, really Chris and me.
Chris and you and
that's critical.
And Dustin Hoffman.
So you were
Chris
pissed
Italia.
when he moved on and you didn't get a chance to
I
do your
thought
Dustin.
I could do it, but you know,
was
I was ready to
practicing
rise
in his head
I
waiting
was.
To do Dustin.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's
just turn
oh, that's
camera.
Not you?
No. Turn on the camera.
That's
turn
the
turn
one
on the camera.
He nails, dude.
I thought that was you.
Good.
I thought that was you when you
thank
were nervous.
You, thank you. I could do it a decent
So it's you, it's Chris
Italia,
it's
Patrick Milligan, and Paul Italia, Chris
right.
and Paul are brothers.
Right. And you guys put this whole thing together.
Yeah, we've
you
been,
put your money into it.
Yeah, we've been doing shows throughout the city for so long.
Long time.
Putting together lineups of comedians that we think are great and we care about.
And you find the clubs to put up your own shows.
Yeah, and we've been, you know, trying to do shows that we liked, and eventually we just got kind of sick of doing in other people's places, and it wasn't worth the
time.
Can
we put music on behind him? At least, like, spice it up?
You need some music?
Yeah.
I can put out some music.
Just like a hip-hop beat?
You want some Spice Boys?
And then we could all fucking, like...
Some Spice Girls in the background?
Just give him a beatbox.
No.
So, anyway...
Do you have any music, Kelly?
Let me see.
Yeah, there you go.
You got something for me? I may need a little motivation for this story. What do you got for me, Kelly?
It's not plugged into the stereo.
It's all right. Fuck it. Just
put on some cranberries and I'll
just
get this
go ahead, buddy. You're doing good. You're doing
Thank
good.
You.
Go ahead, buddy.
So for the past couple of years or so, we've been looking for a place that we could kind of partner in and take over the booking. We
right.
had a couple things that fell through. We were actually going to work with Times Square Arts Center, and then now it's a haunted house.
Which
Thank
I'm
God
happy about,
us.
By the way.
We're happy about, too.
Why?
Trust me.
Because that place was a shithole.
Yeah, it was.
Every failed opportunity for this has been a blessing in disguise, for sure.
Isn't that the way life is, man? You know, a lot of times, failures, when they happen, it's just so fucking devastating.
Absolutely.
And you just, I mean, depressed,
oh,
fucked
yeah.
up. And then all of a sudden, if you look back on your life, the things that failed, you wouldn't have gotten the fucking great things if that other thing actually came through.
Absolutely. I mean, the time we put into putting a business plan together for them, and then they just said, we're going to go with the haunted house option. And
right.
it's like, fuck
you,
you,
guys
you,
gonna,
you
guys
motherfucker.
You're going to buy
haunted
this.
House? No, we weren't going to buy it, but we were going to
run it.
Yeah, we were going to run the
yeah,
place
run
for
it.
Them. And then, lo and behold, haunted Times Square. Pretty pissed
wow.
off. But the idea was still in our heads. It's something that we wanted to do.
Do you know the evil that was in that place?
It was already a radio.
For the people, it's a dead strippers. And stuff.
For the people that don't know, in Times Square is a place. It's a haunted house, haunted Times Square or some shit like that.
42nd and 9th.
Times Square. Well, that's fucking great.
That's
original.
That's so clever.
Some fucking.
By the way, they're making Times millions Square. Of dollars.
Community college asshole came up with that. But I love haunted houses. I will not say don't go there.
I should just go right now.
You should. What are you, a fucking rogue teenager? We should go now. Fuck it.
Fuck
it. Get in the cab. We get in the cab now and fucking do it. Shut the fuck up.
Rogue teenager, new name for the podcast.
So we, it's a great place. But before it was a comedy club, it was one of the best, the number one. I know this because me, Billy, Bob Marley, Dane Cook, Aldo Benny, Patrice O'Neill, all went there.
It was a
peep booth. Yeah. It was a peep, but it was peep world. It was the
show
best
world.
Show world. Yeah. Okay, show so world. Downstairs they had it was a
multi-level fucking
multi-level rooms and different type of jerk off booths.
There was porn booths. Yeah, there was everything.
Shemales downstairs.
Same owner still, by the way, it's the same owner.
Okay, so. The whole, it was a dream place of jizz. I'm not even kidding. It was a beautiful, oh my God, place for just a degenerate fucking 20-something-year-old who didn't have constant pussy on a regular basis.
And porn wasn't around back then like that.
How many times?
Yeah, the internet,
right? No internet. You couldn't just, you had to get a tape and a VCR to fucking, right. You know, you pray your roommate wasn't coming home.
But you went to buy your tapes anyway to jerk off.
Here's the problem. You go in there for a couple bucks, you jerk off on a floor and leave. That's it. You give a little flick of the wrist.
Yeah.
You wipe it on the inside of your jeans. And you take the fuck off, and some dude will clean it up.
Yeah.
I remember opening it up, and they had these rooms. And I don't know if you, Kelly's sister, I don't know. And you bring the mic up to your face.
I love watching her reaction. This is my favorite.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if you know this, but you go, like, okay, they have peoples. And then when you think of people, what do you think of?
Naked girls and guys
behind,
jerking off. Yeah.
Behind the glass, right?
Jerking off.
Okay, so they had those.
I've never heard my sister say the word jerking off before.
Okay, so because you look, your sister has sex, you know.
Oh,
you think she lies there with
I
her fucking
that
eyes
the first
shut?
First time too, when I went for the first time, that's all that was.
It's gross.
Well, here it is. Okay, so they had those booths where you go in and there'd be a girl behind the glass and you pick up a phone and she had a bunch of dildos and for more money. You tell her, hey, pick that up and stick it and do this and the thing goes down and you put more money in and you know it's a game you play. With me, they never won because I'll fucking come in 3 seconds. I put like you know I'm done. Bye. Then I write thank you with my jizz in the glass.
How many times do you do that?
But
just picture the fucking thing coming up and seeing his face. I would start cracking up.
His eyes wide open,
just with that intensity too. Like
you know, the guy crack up. If I came up and I saw you on the other side looking at me,
yeah.
And then I jerked off and wrote "thank you" in Greek. So and then they have these other places though that it was like these little door and it was like a round room with. Maybe 20 doors around the whole thing. And you'd go in and there's a little space and a little window would come up and you could stick your head in. You could actually put your head in the room. And it was like a genie's lamp. It was all these little cushions. And then there was like 3 or 4 girls, just pretty much terrible. Stretch marks, C-section scars, saggy titties.
Kelly.
But, you know, but and you, for a dollar... You got the thing would go up, and you'd stick your head in, and there'd be all a bunch of other heads.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just dude heads and these bitches, and they come over. You tipping? They go, motherfucker, you tipping? They'd talk to you like that, and you'd hold the tip money out like $3, and they'd come over, and you could suck on their titties,
or lick their
pussies, or
really?
Lick their assholes, and jerk off.
Yeah, this is the 80s.
Ooh. What are you fucking
you
gay?
Like well, you that. Can lick a fucking
this is
hooker's
New York.
Ass.
That's
I'm not
what New York
lick a hooker's
was.
Asshole.
I licked,
that is disgusting.
For $3, I licked this hot Filipino's asshole.
Oh
and I
God.
Jerked off. Yeah, I told you, I'm a
How
creep.
How old were you?
I was 27, 26. 26. All I was 26.
Right.
Yeah, look, man, she was a really pretty Filipino woman, and she came over and let me kiss her butt
if she's
for
hot
$3.
Enough, you can convince yourself that she's not dirty.
I look it, man. It was no, they use baby wipes.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure they do.
They would after everybody. I remember
for
I saw
situation.
Patrice grabbed a titty. I could see him grabbing this black lady's titty, I remember just one hand and the other hand was on his cock. And then she, they take a baby wipe and they wipe it off. You know what I mean? I remember
clean.
Patrice ran out of money. So he goes, Bobby, go into this booth. And I go, dude, he goes, just get the fuck in there. And he pushed me in. So it's me and him. And he's behind me. And I'm jammed in. There's no room for one person, never mind two of us, right? Patrice. And he goes, all right, put the money in. And I put the money in. The window goes up. And I had to put my head down while he stuck his head over me. And he goes, get that one. Stick your hand in. Because his hand wouldn't. He goes, so it's like fucking an improv. Hands improv. I'm sticking my hand in. Come over here. He's like, yeah. He's like, it was like the most uncomfortable thing ever.
Why didn't he just give you the money? Like, you just give me the money.
I don't know.
You're like a jerk off consigliere situation.
I don't fucking
it's like
know.
Puppetry.
But the funniest thing ever is I remember when we all went in for the first time and the windows came up and all these heads popped out and I looked. There's like Dane to my left and this Billy and Patrice and Al and Bob. We're all like, hey, what's up? What's up, dude? Just heads. But this place was a magical place.
Sounds creepy.
You could buy porn, you could jerk off into a porn. They have these rooms that were just porn, like thousands of porn, and you could jerk off to the dirt. They whatever
you flip through the channels.
You
dude.
Flip through A,
but
B,
by the
C,
way,
and
in
D.
Those booths, there's a little slot. This is like the glory. This is like glory hole.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, dude. Let me tell you something. I was jerking off one time in one of them, and some fucking dude. I swear, there's a little slot between
that
the booths.
That happened to me.
He's like, stick it through.
That
for
happened
blowjob.
To me. That you happened to me, and
one.
I never went back. And I got so
oh, I got a blowjob. What are you talking about?
That
it was awesome.
The one
did you?
On 21st and 8th, Lewis. That's
where is that
blowjob?
Where is that?
Well, no, dude, that was
Chelsea,
that was at Show World.
What's the address?
That was at Show World.
Kelly, write that down. Listen,
Rawhide.
All right, so here's the deal. All right, let me ask you a question. Not to get off topic a little bit. Okay.
Let's go off topic.
So you're jerking off in a booth.
Who are you voting for? You guys think about 47%.
When you're in 7-Eleven, right. Do you go Obama or Romney?
Okay, here's the deal. Let's just get this out of the way. Who are you voting for? Explain to him. Explain to him what voting is.
So when you pick one of the two elected, nominated.
Voting is when people choose elect a series of governments.
You're in a
Stan Lewis.
I'm not voting for the Abbo. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, fucking hell!
Can I have a pretzel ball, please?
Oh man, Bobby.
Whoa! I thought those pretzel balls were there to replace Dan Soder's personality.
Jesus!
Oh shit! That's the best. I love your
pretzel ball.
Pretzel slide.
It's gorgeous. Okay. Bobby, I'll tell you a quick story about.
Hang on, let me just get
sorry,
to this.
Okay.
No, you know, Kelly, I want to eat this, so you tell me that.
But that's why I took it off you.
You're the best.
Like, yeah.
I love you.
Okay, so one time, me and my sister, it was a group of us, about six of us, went on holiday to Thailand, like, you know, beaches and beautiful and stuff. And we went into
this better end
show.
With you guys in the center of a genie lamp.
How's this?
Five guys jerking off.
I know the end of the story. You lost one of you, and then you spent the rest of the time trying to find that person, and through all those hijinks, you found a baby, one of you got a tattoo, lost a tooth. And then you finally found them and you made it home. Everything worked out good.
And Mike Tyson was there and a tiger. Well, that sounds familiar. No, I went to have you ever been to a sex show in Thailand
yes.
before?
Get off your phone.
I have.
Get off your phone.
I was trying to get the cannolis here, the tuna tartare.
Oh, really?
Here. That's
see.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I have that piece of bread back though?
Fucking chugged a piece of bread in his head.
Where's that bread?
Aww.
No, I'm good. I'm good. All right, Kelly.
They're like fucking insane. Like they were like they give you the paddles, you know, like you guys call it ping pong, you call it table tennis. But anyway,
ping pong.
You're holding the yeah.
What do you, call it?
Table tennis
call it,
ball
call
show.
It table tennis.
No, it's not that different.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But they're giving
it's
us
a table
the paddles,
tennis show.
And they're like, hold the paddle. I'm like, I'm not holding that paddle. I know what I'm gonna have to do with it. And then the woman comes out and just blurts out little ping pongs out of her vajayjay, and you got to hit them back.
Did
with
you
the
say
paddle.
Vajayjay?
Yeah.
Can you kill yourself?
Vajayjay.
What do you want her to say? She's not
cunt,
a cunt.
Obviously.
Not in Australia.
Push it out. Big pop out of it.
That's
cunt.
It. No more cunt. Yeah. No more cunt out of you. That's it. He said cunt a couple times in a fucking cool way, and it opened the floodgates for your cunts. That's
Blood
it.
City!
Yes! The king has returned!
Blood City USA!
I'm like the king! king. Right. Long live the king.
That's what you got to do every time the word flood comes up. I mean, how many times do people say flood comes up like once every month? Now from now on in my life, if I hear someone say flood, I'm going right into it. Flood City, USA.
It's the mayor, Flood City.
Oh, shit. That's fucking funny.
That's crazy.
All right, listen. Here,
yeah, what's the story?
I want to ask you a question. Seriously, guys, you're in a fucking peace booth, and you're in this too, Dustin.
Yeah.
You're in a
peace. This too, Jew face.
You're in a.
It is the eve of Yom Kippur, so I appreciate the.
Can I say something, though?
It's a part of the holiday.
Easy.
That's how we get through
these
holidays.
That's what you meant.
I don't know if you've noticed all the ouds around here, but we're. Okay, let's chill out a little bit.
Shalom Aleichem to everybody downstairs.
Yeah, don't alarm Pateri.
So we're all in a booth. You own the building. Okay, we're going. Good. And go. And
Lewis is trying to steal something.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, listen, you're I'm honestly God, you're in a booth and you're literally jerking off to some creepy shit. All right. The fucking slide opens up. And all you have to do is put your dick in there. Listen, let me finish. You're going to put your dick in there, okay? And someone's going to suck it till you come. You don't do it?
No.
Okay, now, what about you?
Now? It could be a
like,
dude.
Yes or no?
2012,
yes.
Dave Kimmelwitz?
Yeah.
No.
Now?
1997, very horny college kid, Dave Kimmelwitz? Absolutely.
You do it. There was a time where you would do it. Okay, I don't even have to ask
no,
you.
No. I fucking said no. I got offered to get my dick sucked.
Shut up. I'm asking you a question. But my scenario.
He made noise. If he just didn't make any noise.
No noise.
No noise. The thing opens.
It's a mouth.
You're gonna You're going to put your thing in there.
But we don't know if it's a guy or a girl.
You don't know what it is.
So the mouth kind of looks like a girl.
Stop. Just answer the question, you fucking homo.
No.
You don't do it at all.
Nope.
Kelly? You put your dick in a hole.
You know what? Actually, Times Square. I got a little out of the circumstance. Show World, Times Square. I'd say no.
Oh come on, own it, dude. You said yes. Don't just own it. Just because we said another peer
pressure. I'll tell you this.
You said yes.
I'm being honest.
Here's the thing. I'm gonna be honest with fucking everybody.
I think Giannis is.
I'm in the fucking thing. This never happened.
Depends on the circumstance.
This never happened to me. I've never been in a thing where the thing opened up, and there's been a fucking mouth on the other end. I'm in a fucking thing jerking off to what I jerk off to, okay? Which occasionally hear. You hear both people going, suck my dick. You suck mine first.
Then the answer is no. Yeah, it's all about the circumstance. Like you said, that girl is extremely
Look,
hot.
Dude,
you licked her ass because you thought she was hot.
I'm going to fuck, if you know, in a, yeah, I, in this, I'll fucking put it in there. I'd probably fucking feel warm cake. I'd push it right in there and fucking jizz right into some fucking whoever's mouth.
I probably would.
I'd love it if I, and then you open the door and you fucking see your stepdad. Bobby, oh shit, I just came in your mouth.
I'll be home by six. I'd probably do it. I'd probably stick it in because like if you didn't know if it was a guy or girl.
Right.
And a guy would at least know how to suck it.
That wasn't a part of the scenario though. You know it's a girl. You know it's
a girl. All right, here's the question for you, Kelly.
Yeah.
You get to mush your pussy against the wall. And it's a hole, okay? But it's a now this way. But it's like a glory hole for women.
Okay.
It's kind of a flexible wall where you mush your pussy up against it.
Yeah.
And it's like a you know made of Spanx material, and you mush your pussy up against it, and a guy can stick his dick in on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You do that?
And I don't. But I don't know.
You don't know who he is or nothing. It's just a
you don't
nice,
know if it's a guy or a girl.
And you get to pick your size dick like before you go in.
It's so much easier for girls.
Disease-free.
She said, out of a catalog. Yeah.
don't throw into the scenario, diseases and anything.
No,
like
you don't
that.
Know.
Just,
no,
no, that's part of the
you
deal.
Don't
that's
know.
Why.
Really? No,
yeah.
That's a deal breaker for me. Deal.
What are you going to get from a mouth?
You could get herpes from a mouth.
Nah, dude, you got herpes. We all do. Dude, this microphone has herpes on it. Yeah. I put
Let's
it on
turn
the mics.
This microphone.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I give everybody herpes, so we're on an even playing ground.
Right. Yeah, I'd be careful. Joe Lee Soy sits there.
He definitely has herpes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about it.
I don't know, man.
I'd probably do it. If there's no risk, for me, if there's no risk of catching anything, it's... Like nothing bad, because it always seems like those glory hole things, like someone puts their dick in it and someone on the other side chops that off.
First of all, here's the thing about a glory hole that I won't, I'm going to feel fucked up doing it. My dick is, only a little bit's going to be sticking out the other side. You know what I mean? So, I mean, unless that's fucking like paper thin walls, I'm losing a lot of my dick on that fucking quarter inch plywood. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I watch glory holes. I watch the glory hole videos. And it's like, you got to have a big dick to get your dick sucked in a glory hole.
Not really, dude.
Nothing gets sucked. Maybe to fuck a chick through a glory hole, you got a big
dick.
Sounds
stupid. Just
get it sucked?
Dude, you get it sucked? Yeah, I mean, yeah, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen some of those. That's like an inch thick, and then you're taking an inch off, plus my bush fat is fat.
Whoa. We're not taking an inch off. It's a lot of dick.
You're going to see just a head of a dick coming out of a hole? She's going to have to lick it like a lollipop. That's how she blows me.
A little red rocket. Cap. Little red rocket just poking out the top.
Just looks very reticent and shy. I don't want to come through. I don't
Mario Brothers one up mushroom.
Guy, put it through. I am putting it through.
You know what I wish they would do?
I can go.
I wish they would create a massage table, and they probably do have it in China or somewhere, but where you can lie down, and you know your face, the hole where your face goes? They have them where your dick goes.
That must exist.
They do have them. I've seen porn where you lie on the table and you put your dick to the table and the girl's fucking jerk you. Definitely.
Really? Yeah, it's called milking.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. If you want to watch it, it's called
milking. I thought
milking
is when they put you on the all term fours. And then
they're licking your asshole and they're jerking you off from the front. That's milking, isn't
it? I'm sorry. Excuse me, Kelly? I'm sorry. Your sister's eyeballs just fell out. What did you say?
When if a girl's licking your asshole and she wraps her arm around you and then starts
Have you ever done that?
No. I never licked a guy's asshole.
Ever?
No.
Would you?
I don't know. It depends how into him was.
All right, take this. Let's say some guy had his asshole pressed up against a wall.
No.
You don't know whose asshole it is.
But you should bail on this right now, Lewis.
You should.
Pull the ripcord right now, buddy.
So anyways, all right, let's get back. So anyways, I don't know how we got off on this fucking topic.
Well, because we were talking about
your podcast.
We were talking about
how did this happen? I don't even know. We started with like, so is this your sister? All right, come on.
You're the one who fucking.
Who are you gonna fuck when you're here?
That was.
I'm from Boston. I was molested. I like shemales. My dick is tiny.
I never said I like shemales, and I never said my dick is tiny. I said it wouldn't fucking look good in a hole.
No, you said it was
with
tiny.
Too much plywood.
Now come on, what's your cunt smell like?
That was him.
We were talking about show world.
When you have a point, Giannis, you got a point. So anyways, the political atmosphere.
We were having a nice discussion about politics, and all of a sudden, this took a turn for the worse.
How did we get here? You asked me why I'm opening a comedy club. That's how we got to.
Now we're all gay.
Glory holes.
Now we know that you suck.
That's how we got the glory.
Now we know you dreamed of sucking dicks in your early 20s.
Right. If you've just tuned in, Dave Kimowitz dreamed of sucking dick.
I love how he tried
20s.
To retract it, though, as soon as he found out we were like, no. He was like, wait a second. Okay, hold up. Is it going to be guys or girls?
Yeah, you didn't want to be on my gay bandwagon. But you.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, in the right situation, I mean, I didn't really think it through. I wouldn't say no to that.
But that's the point, though. That's the point. You didn't think it through. Your instant reaction was, let me suck that dick.
That's true. And I'll own that.
Good for you.
I will own that, Lewis.
Yeah,
that was my instant reaction.
You want to suck a dick, you suck a dick, man.
No, I didn't Lewis, say I would suck a dick. Lewis, that was not the scenario, Lewis. How dare you?
Lewis, have you ever sucked? Who sucked a dick in this room? Raise your hand.
I've licked one.
I touched my balls slowly.
Really? I licked one.
Yeah. You licked a dick? Was it to be funny or was it?
Nah, me and my friend, we were kids.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I've done that. That's what I did. I blew a guy for a steak, yeah, when I was a kid.
For a steak.
I touched my tongue to Justin Silver's balls on a dare.
You all right?
I blew a guy for a steak. Next.
A steak. Oh, okay. I wasn't aware of
that. You know
just
how
imagine
hard
what
steaks are to get?
Just imagine what he would do for tuna tartare cannolis.
Oh, yeah.
When you're in first grade, it's hard to get a steak. Like a whole steak? I'll get a little piece. Like my mother will
Bobby.
Cut. And she cuts it for you.
Is that all it took?
Waiting
yeah.
steak,
yeah.
Huh?
Fuck yeah, back then.
You didn't have a chance of being thin.
No.
If you were sucking dick for steak at seven, Jesus Christ.
I never ever.
Yeah. This kid's going to grow up in shape.
Do you know I never put that together? Yeah. That my food addiction is from the time when I got molested and for a steak.
Wow.
Every time I eat something, I'm trying to be safe.
That
I'm
fucking pedophile knew what he was doing, man. He saw the glisten
can
in
I
your
have
eyes.
One of those? Give me one of those. Give me another fucking ball.
He tried like, hey, you want tickets to the next? Nothing. He pulled out a steak. Bobby went,
what do you think?
I will suck your dick for that steak. Whoa, I didn't tell you how to suck my dick. No, do it. Come here.
Dude, I was going to give you the steak anyway. What are you going to do, suck my dick?
Dad, I want to suck your dick for the steak.
I'm a nice guy. I want to fucking feed
we're
a little
child. We're just
going
to give out a steak to a fucking kid. I'm going to suck your dick right now.
What do you like, prime rib kid? Porterhouse?
And now he's stuffing a fucking roll in
what
his
do you,
head.
What do you think of the bed? So, what do you think, Bobby?
Bobby, talk.
You like that bread, Bobby?
That was one of the truest, like, fat person admissions I've ever heard. Like, yeah, I sucked a dick for a steak.
Well, you just pinpointed it for him, and he said that's true.
Who wouldn't suck a dick for a food that you could get for $10 or $12 anytime you want?
Well, $10 to a 7-year-old kid is a lot of money, dude.
I'm going to suck a dick today now. I feel sad. I'm going to go home. I'm going to go home and suck a dick. Louis, you want me to suck your dick?
Do I want you to?
Do I?
Light up the grill.
See,
Louis.
Kelly, that's how you ask to suck a dick. You do it while you have tears in your eyes, while you're stuffing bread into your mouth.
How is this ever going to segue into the story of us?
Were you ready for this level of honesty? I don't know if your sister was ready for this.
So the stand is open this weekend.
I'm just waiting for the segue.
So who are you voting for? oh, my God.
Times Square show, please.
All right, here we go.
You had no chance.
Here we are. It's so funny. I never put that together. I always blame it on my stepfather beating me. It was me sucking a dude for a steak.
Medium rare meat.
Set the conditioning in. Set the conditioning in motion right there.
All right, so you got this fucking place.
Let me ask you a question. Do you guys serve steak?
I want to be
in two varieties, Louis.
I want to be fed. I want to be paid in steak from now on.
We can do that.
Here's the deal.
We can do that.
I went to you. You guys put this club together. You guys had this online presence.
Right.
An online type of magazine for cringe comics.
Yeah, Patrick Milligan.
Let's just point this out. It wasn't really cringy. It was at the beginning, but you guys turned it to funny comics.
Well, I think the word cringe, when it wasn't meant to be cringe in the sense of like in your face or
no, it was. It was. It was at the beginning before you got involved. I mean, Patrick made cringe humor. What it was. I mean, you weren't there.
Oh, absolutely.
It was guys like Norton, me, in your face, cringy, fuck the regular alternative joke telling guys.
True, but I think the definition of cringe in the sense that I think people think shock value and as opposed to honest and raw.
Right. Yeah. No,
so
I hear you.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, but it's changed over the years, too. The website has changed. You guys have changed. Where you guys are now just if you're funny, you're funny. Because you guys have guys that really, they're funny guys. They're not cringe guys.
That's true. I mean, we manage comedians that would never, you would probably make fun of Patrick a lot if you told him in 2005 that we were managing guys of that were not cringe.
Actually, no, I wouldn't. I mean, I never really bought into the cringe thing, by the way. I think funny's funny.
Right, that's true.
I don't care if you're a joke teller or you're a fucking talking about pussy. If it's funny, it's fucking funny.
It doesn't
matter.
I agree with you
100%.
Kelly's comedy makes me cringe.
She did good a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. You did good at my show.
At Levity Live?
Yeah, I did well at Dennis' show.
Yeah, she.
And I took the bullet to us first.
Levity Live,
but
she hosted, and by the end of the week, she fucking was. She was doing great.
She did okay at the end of the week.
She never fucking hosted ever, and I put her in this position. And I yelled at her too because I called her up. I go, "You got the gig?" And she was, "I don't know. I think it would be." And I was like, "Fuck you." And I hung up the phone.
Call me back when you got something nice to say back to me.
I was like, fuck you. And then she called me back. All right, I'm in a minute. Which, you know, sometimes you need that fucking, get your shit together. You're a comic, be a fucking comic. And then she pulled it together, went out, and every night got better, better, better. And then,
well done.
And then, and she had all the reasons. She had to sell the merch at the end. We had all this YKWD merch at the end, and she was doing all that shit. She froze. She goes, I used to sell cable TV in Australia. I was like, so you know how to sell it? I do. She gets out there, literally, people are complimenting her. And asking her, she froze. She was like fucking Cindy Brady, Baton Rouge.
I never had it. I don't know how to do it.
Congratulate.
But then she got the hang of it by the end of the week and she killed it.
I had friends in the crowd.
It was a great show, right?
Yeah, I grew up there.
Oh, cool.
Which show was it?
How long have you been doing comedy? How long have you been doing?
I've been here for 2 years, but it's 5 years.
Yeah, it's 2 years. Young. We don't count anything from Australia. That shit's horseshit. Hello, mates. How are you doing? Welcome to fucking Gilly's Pub.
You all ready to laugh, right?
Yeah, of course we are, because that's all we do is fucking support each other in this shit country. We help whales and fucking stupid the sea. They help the sea.
Welcome to a club hall in Melbourne.
Yeah, let's help a shark and turtles and everything in the fucking ocean. We save. Go fuck.
Guys.
They even save coral. Oh, we got to preserve coral reefs. Go fuck your country.
That's one of the
There can't be any dark comedians in Australia.
Let it die. I want sushi.
Seven wonders of the world, Bobby.
Are there comedians with angst in Australia? Mm-hmm. This doesn't sound like it's possible.
What's that?
There are comedians with angst in Australia?
Yeah. All right, real quick. You guys who know us, thank you for the donations you guys have been sending our way. You know, they all go back into the podcast. If you guys want to, if you can't donate, but you want to help yourself and help us and then help our sponsors, that's a great way to support our show. Go to riotcast.com, Robert Kelly, or and hit the Amazon button. When you're going to buy anything off the internet, anything we talk about on Tech Talk, whatever you're going to get, you can get everything off Amazon. Just use our link. Buy it from our page. We make money every time. So the more you spend, the more we make. And if you want to, go to fucking Hammerfisting one too.
Well, not a new thing I found out. You can search my baby registry through the Amazon.com link. You could buy me stuff while you donate
to the
podcast.
Thanks for plugging your baby registry, Lewis, on the,
little James.
On the podcast.
Little gay James. Can't wait.
Jesus. Oh, come on.
Lewis needs a stroller. December.
We're praying that Lewis's baby is the flaming dancer. just comes out a choreographer.
7-year old.
Comes out wearing
got
tight orange pants.
I'll drown him.
He's a fucking prodigy choreographer.
Armando Gomez.
I would if he's like, I'm talking like 8 and he's sucking dick. Like, I need to suck dick, daddy.
For sake, anytime.
Look, I did it.
Hi, Dad.
I did it for wrong reasons, okay?
I'm going to worry that he's going to be fat, not gay. I'm like, no, not this.
No, if he's gay, he's going to be fucking, I'm talking real legitimate gay. We're hoping and praying. Please send the prayers out there. Once a day, send the affirmation out. Lord, in a perfect way, in a perfect world, please make Lewis Gomez's first child gayer than gay.
Like effeminate bottom gay. Right?
We want bottom, top, side, hairy, sloppy bottom.
Like he can't get off unless it's two dudes inside of him at the same time.
Yeah.
Sloppy bottom.
We want 60s gay, early 70s, before AIDS
before
gay.
AIDS.
Right before AIDS gay.
This is the most ADD
just
pop.
No, that's a good point because there was still like some shame and danger to it and some like self-hate. Yeah.
Dude, we're talking about we're talking about gay and fucking like Jamaica right now, like dangerously gay.
Yeah
we wanted like
they'll kill you. That's how gay he is.
Yeah, like heart racing.
Miami,
this is wrong. My parents
wrong,
hate
but I can't
me.
Help it.
Yeah.
We're doing it in a confessional.
Yeah. So if you can send those prayers out there for Lewis and his baby, that it does come out just fuck, hates MMA, hates violence, and loves sweaters and V-necks.
Dad, will you stop doing that podcast?
That's so
Dad,
funny.
Ask Robert if I can get on Riot Cats because I have this whole fashion line show I want to talk about.
I love him anyway.
Anyway, so go to Riotcast/Robert Kelly. Go to our page. Use the Amazon link right there. Okay, you guys are the best. And then, here's the deal.
Gamefly.
Don't tell me how to promote. No, okay. I throw it in the middle so they don't have to listen to it all up front.
Oh, that makes sense.
So, anyways, you got the stand. We're going back. Kind of throw it in at the middle to give it a little break.
To go back, I can follow.
I know how to run this show.
This.
Yeah,
I'll follow your lead.
It's my show. It says Robert Kelly on the fucking stickers.
Can I just ask a quick question though?
Six and a half inches.
Okay, good. thank God,
it's
Joanne,
not that small,
write that down.
Dude. That's okay. Not.
I'm lying.
Oh, okay.
I would love 6.5.
Phil
has to go.
Six and a half.
Do you mind a little quick break so we can do stuff?
All right, listen, we're going to do a quick break because 5 o'clock Phil has to leave. And he's looking mighty dapper tonight. What do you get a sweater and a shirt on? You have 2 regular shirts. Is it? You have 3 shirts on. Yeah.
He's got class.
And the sleeves folded over is pretty impressive.
But
he
makes it casual by wearing the sneakers.
You know, Harry, you know, when you jerk off, the cleanup involved with your hair is just a nightmare. Yeah,
I don't believe that.
Down your bush fat's not hairy?
Bush fat.
I got a girl, so I got to trim it a little bit.
Oh, you trim your bush fat?
Good for you.
You look hairy to me. I don't know. I don't believe you.
All right, well, we'll take a little break. We'll be right back. We're going to finish up this stand stuff. We're going to be talking about the brand new club in New York City, one of the sexiest, hottest, good-looking, rockin'est fucking oh-my-God clubs in New York City, The Stand, when we get back. And we're going to be back with Giannis Pappas.
Flood City Mayor.
Flood City mayor.
Flood City!
Kelly's fucking sexy sister, who hasn't said a word since we told, said, show us your cunt.
Traumatized Joanne.
Oh, Jesus. And Luis Gay Gomez. Luis. All right, we'll be right back. Hey, guys, you guys want to come see me live? That's where I'm fucking at. I mean, if you like this podcast, you need to come see me live. I'm one of the funniest motherfuckers on the planet. I'll just say that. That's where I'm at. I'm that confident. If you don't laugh at my show, money back from the club if you sue them. Check this out. I'm going to be at McGuire's, Governor's, October 5th, October 6th, Brokerage Comedy, October 16th, Village Underground. Big party for the book. You guys want tickets to that? It should be announced. It should be on my website. We're having a big party for the book, Cheat. Me, Joe DeRosa, Colin Quinn, Rich Voss, Keith Robinson, who are all in the book, doing a show, showing the movie, and selling the book. So make sure you come down to that. And then in October, I'm at the Hartford Funny Bone, starting on the 18th. And then Comedy Works, October 26th, up in Albany. And then I'm going to be November, Fort Lauderdale. Coming down there on the first for a little while. And then I'm at The Stand, speaking of, beautiful comedy club, November 8th and November 9th. And then I'm on Off the Hook Comedy Club, Marco Island, Florida. I'll be coming down there on the 15th. Spend some time with you Floridians, you fucking birds, whatever they call them down there. I don't know. And then the 7th, I got a really sexy gig, The Stanhope House. Stanhope, New Jersey. Just me, a little theater, really cool place. The next night after that, on the 8th, I'm going to be at Uncle Vinny's at Point Pleasant, which you guys always come out and support me there. And then I'm going to be back at the lovely Bananas in Hasbrook Heights, one of my favorite places. Fucking crazy ass shitty room, but I love the people and I love the crowds. January 11th. Maybe I'll bring Kelly on that one.
Yay!
And maybe we'll see what happens. So those are my dates. You guys want to check them out? Come see me live. Spread the word. Retweet. Support. And that's it.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Fastuca from the You Know What Dude podcast. I'm here to just tell you about a few shows that have got going on around the city for the next few weeks. I like to sing my sentences. The first show is my show Underbelly, which is at the Creek and the Cave at 1093 Jackson Avenue in Long Island City. Underbelly is the first Saturday at 10 o'clock of every month. The first Saturday, 10 o'clock of every month at the Creek and the Cave. It is free admission. There's great drinks and Mexican food there, and it's awesome. It's comedians doing everything but their stand-up. So they've got to be funny, but they can't do their stand-up. So you never know what you might see. You never know what might happen. It's just all up in the air. It's amazing. It's fantastic. Also, I have a show called A Dog's Breakfast, of course. And A Dog's Breakfast is the first and third Tuesday of every month. First and third Tuesday of every month at 9 o'clock. And that is at the Courtyard Ale House in Sunnyside, Queens. The address is 4018 Queens Boulevard. That's the Courtyard Ale House on Sunnyside, Queens. That's a free admission as well, cheap drinks. It's always a great show. I only book the best, only for you. You can watch me burn through 6 minutes of my A game. Boom. Oh, yeah. All free. Come say hi. We'll have a snuggle. We won't really. I don't like touching. I'm very awkward with that stuff. But yeah, don't hug me. If you see me, don't hug me. Just give me a queen's wave from the side of the room and we'll be okay. Great. Thank you.
What do you think, Lewis? Do you think
God, Kelly, shut up. I wish Dan was here just to tell you to shut up.
Where is Dan?
All right, we're back, man. So yeah, we left. We were about to talk about The Stand. Yeah. It's a really cool club. And look, not only did you open up a cool club, you opened up a cool little lounge upstairs with amazing food. I showed up the other night. First of all, I should have never fucking. I always fuck up and say yes to stupid shit. Patrick called me to, hey dude, I left the Veils for a Wednesday, but he didn't tell me it was like a soft opening night.
Right.
And they invited.
That was a really bad night.
They invited like concierge.
Yeah.
So it was like all of one people, which are never good shows.
Right. who had been drinking for free for about an hour before you got there.
Anybody so gets anything
it
for
was
free.
A bad crowd.
They're assholes. Well, then when you comp people in general, is, whether it's tickets or drinks, dude, they're fucking assholes. Yeah, they're entitled.
But then there's a bunch of fucking young comics going up before me who don't know how to handle a fucking shit crowd. Yeah. You know what I mean? So they just go up and do their jokes and they bomb and then they go, Jesus.
That's true.
And it's like, fuck, don't let them know. This is jazz, motherfucker.
Not to mention, Joe was hosting, and he's not really a host. He's a guy who likes to complain. He's like, oh, well, this place is interesting, and this comic's coming up.
Look, here's the deal. A shitty room, as a comic, embrace it. Love it. Feel it. Don't sit there and talk about, don't do your fucking act and do your joke that barely works in a good room. And then and then blame the fucking audience.
But to your credit, and not that you necessarily need it, you destroyed. So yeah. It was we needed that. Thank God. Had you not been there,
I was watching that show, and then it's like, and I don't want to sound like a fucking. I know Lewis is going to give me a hard time for saying this.
He's not going to give you a hard time. You know why? Because I refuse to let it happen.
We appreciate you for being.
Go.
But when I was watching like bits of the show and stuff, that's what's happening. You get up there, you do your jokes, and then the minute you come up on stage, it's like. That's why Bobby Kelly is Bobby
Kelly.
That's
true. Yeah, no, you
like,
did save
I'm just
that
like,
show.
Fucking
so.
Hell. Like, you just fucking don't. No, I didn't give a shit. And then that was the biggest laugh.
We didn't throw you under the bus.
No, of course
you know?
Not. I'm not
like,
saying
oh,
that.
We need Bobby
I'm just saying that. I fucking found out. I'm like, oh, God. Fucking fuck me. But here's the essence of a comic. As a human being, as an intelligent, fucking semi intelligent 41 year old. Who's been through this? I should have left. I should have said, I'm not doing this. But because I'm a comic, it's just in you. It's just in you.
I like
to fucking go, fuck it, let's go. Yeah. Let me go up there and fucking do what these cunts are doing.
I think it's kind of funny, dude. I think everyone has that attitude with a shitty crowd where we're like, oh, dude, who's going to go up there and get him? I'll get him. It's like inherently like. It's like a flawed system because we're not getting them. They're fucking getting us at the end of the day. So I think we go up and we have this attitude of like, oh, we got to fucking get this audio over. But we're just dancing for them. And then whoever makes
you
laugh.
No, 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 fuck no.
Yes.
Do you not feel, Bobby, at this point that you're in a place in comedy that you can just go into any situation? And
I mean, unless it's
Roadhouse and they're throwing beers against the wall. I mean,
look, once you don't have a B plan.
Yeah.
You have no choice. I don't have a choice. I have to go on stage, old people, young people, Jewish people, black people, bad crowd, good crowd.
Right.
I got what I got. This is what I want to talk about right now. This is where I'm at. And I have full fucking fledged confidence in what the fuck I'm saying. So, there's no monkey, I'm dancing. I'm not dancing for anybody. This is what I want to talk about. I'm crafting an act.
Yeah.
I'm just going by what Dave said about your act. He said you pandered a lot that night.
Right. But no, I'm serious. I was talking to Louis C.K. about this. It's been enjoyable the last 6 months doing comedy for me on the road because I don't care anymore. I don't have the anxiety of am I going to be funny or am I not? Is this crowd good or not? I know I'm fucking good. I know what I say is good.
Yeah.
And I know that... I'm going
to
do it.
But do you get enjoyment from, to me, like, do you get enjoyment from going, oh, this is a shit crowd, but I'm going to go up and destroy anyway? And when you do destroy,
I don't,
you don't get enjoyment? Or
I don't think I'm
going to
destroy or do bad.
No, but if you do.
I don't think either or anymore, really.
Right.
No, I'm not saying all the time. I'm not fucking, you know, a superhuman. I'm saying I don't, like, even that night, I wasn't sitting, I'm going to go up and I'm going to get them. I used to be that way.
You're in the moment, you're having fun. It
right.
Like. Yeah,
but I used to be that way when I was like, I'm going to fucking do this. I'll get this. Fuck, watch this shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, watch this, kid.
But
I remember one night downstairs, Chris Rock went on, then Tony Rock went on, and then Sherrod went on.
Then Jordan Rock.
And they all fucking killed. And I think Tony Rock went on last, and he slammed the mic down. This is Rock's house. Like that, like, and the place went nuts. Uh-huh. And I was watching this, and I was like, really?
And you follow
I go,
him?
Motherfucker, watch this. And I fuck just to all my guns, like the fucking Japanese were coming in, and I fucking killed. I went, then I go, this is my fucking hell. Boom!
Nice.
But I don't give a shit anymore. Right. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
It's I'm just saying that like that was a you went into a bad room and you turned it around. So
but it's not it wasn't a bad room. It's not a bad room.
You don't think about that.
It's never a bad room. And look, I'll take this way.
Saying that because the room is gorgeous.
I'll take this. I'll take this. Crowd. When somebody's drunk and not listening.
Yeah.
Okay. When somebody's drunk and not listening, bad room. When they will not let you talk, or they keep stepping on you, or they're trying to, bad room. When there's a crowd that's quiet. And they're not laughing. Not a bad room.
It's not
that
fault.
Is a fucking great room because they're listening.
Right.
They're they might not be hysterically falling over, but they're actually hearing what the fuck you're saying.
Yeah.
And they're still laughing, just not as 300 people or 120 people or you know they're fucking going. That was good, man. That was interesting. It's jazz. That's what stand up was back in the day. A guy would go into a jazz club. And fucking talk and tell jokes.
Exactly. That's kind of how we designed the place, too. I mean, I think we want it to feel like a jazz club.
It is.
You know?
It's a really cool... Here's the thing. You walk in, beautiful outside, beautiful logo. Mike DiStefano is in the logo, which is, I think, a beautiful tribute to a really fucking great comic and a great guy.
Inspiration.
Who passed away. I never liked him too much, but the thing is that I get it. The whole AIDS thing is that's pretty, you know, that gets you. No, I'm kidding. I love Mike.
That's why he's there. That's exactly why he's on it.
Right. I love DiStefano. But you know, the club is beautiful. Upstairs is beautiful. The food. Too bad, you know, we were supposed to get, I told them, bring down a bunch of food.
No, I had it all planned. I told the chef I'm coming down here on Tuesday.
Yada, yada, yada.
How's it going to transport and still taste good? We had the whole thing he was going to make.
What happened?
Then I texted him today. I said, hey, you can see my text at 11:30. I said, hey, where's the food? He goes,
Giannis,
no idea what you're talking
about. If your family's restaurant or diner.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. If you said I need a tray of Baba Ganoush,
I would have it here.
At the YKWD podcast.
If you had baklava,
yeah, here.
Talking to the microphone,
so
you
I
jackass.
I brought our signature pretzel bread.
Fix
you know?
That. Move the actual stand.
There we go.
By the way, that pretzel bread's been sitting there since last night. It was just lying around. He grabbed anything that he could grab.
This is fresh. There is some that's been sitting here, but this anything bag was delivered this morning.
Eat that, Mike. Eat that, Mike.
How dare you?
Dude, first of all, you didn't bring any of the fucking food,
know,
which bugs
right.
me.
Well,
I mean, dude, you own a
you have
fucking...
You no idea how excited I was to bring it. I'll show you the text. I texted him this morning at 10 a.m.
doesn't
today.
Means nothing to me.
He said he'll show you the menu. He
means nothing to me.
I didn't bring the menu.
I showed up. You know what happens if I don't show up? Hey, we're doing a podcast. If I don't show up with my fucking voice and the computer, we don't do a podcast.
But you had the food when you came. We could
I did.
I get here. And,
I did.
You know.
I went to the gym today in Ev.
Yeah.
To have some fucking stupid fucking tuna rolls.
Tuna tartare cannolis.
Yeah, go over your menu real quick.
Okay.
Go quick. Go now.
On the appetizer side, we got
don't
the
do it your way.
Cannoli.
Do it my way. Go.
What's your way?
Fast.
Oh, tuna tartare cannolis, pizza empanadas. Just
make it sexy.
Cheeseburger
dude, he
dumplings.
Brought all this. He brought all this to Mark Maron's podcast.
Cheeseburger dumplings.
He doesn't give a shit, dude. You should have seen the spread.
If it was your podcast, he wouldn't have showed up himself.
Well, we're on the podcast tour, and there's like 300 of them I had to get through on the way here.
Here's
so,
the deal. Your food.
Caprese salad.
Unbelievable food. Unbelievable. Really,
best
really.
Best steak sandwich.
Beautiful
best
club.
Burger in the city. I will put it up against any restaurant.
Nacho
steak
tater
sandwich.
Tots.
Nacho tater tots.
Comedy Cellar burger is a little better.
I will put our sandwich against literally the Minetta Tavern burger next there, next door.
Really?
Yeah, not to mention our cocktails, which is, we had the guys.
I'm a recovering alcoholic. Okay, I just got 27 years. I don't want to talk about this.
The bottom line is, I'm a fat person at heart and in my stomach.
But a fat person at heart, you're a fat person in life.
Jesus Christ, Lewis. What the fuck is just, could you, not so aggressive when you say it.
Because he had to get it in.
Five was going to go,
sometimes I feel like I'm doing a podcast in prison with fucking Lewis.
No, you're a fat person in life, you fat piece of shit.
I'll shank you, you fucking Jew.
The real story behind this stand is that.
You fat fuck!
Four fat fucks who love food, who love drinks, who love comedy.
And you put it all together.
We wanted to open a comedy club.
You put it all together, man, and you did a good job. Downstairs is a really cool place. I can't wait to go back and start working. I want to be able to work on some. It's a cool place for me psychologically to work on stuff, too.
Because it's an intimate room.
It's an intimate room. You know,
you have no respect for the owners.
No, I do. That's why I would actually work on my stuff.
It's true. I'm in this because of Bobby.
Captain Literal.
I think it's a great place. So welcome to the comedy community.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming down and bringing
it was awesome
nothing.
Having you. We didn't intentionally throw you to the lions. It's the truth. No, is that anytime
dude.
You want to perform,
look,
I would have much rather had you on Thursday for our grand opening.
Look, dude, no, I was just. I mean, it is what it is.
Amazing. Artie for Lang. Every comic.
What's that?
Artie Lang, Judah Friedlander, Dane Cook.
Yeah.
Neil Brennan. You know, whatever. All Thursday.
Yeah.
Classic Thursday for us.
The B team.
Here's
what I call him.
I love that he's like the comics that will never be there again.
Right, whatever, I can get those guys anytime I want.
Yeah,
every time we have a grand opening, those guys will be there.
Oh, Dane, stop by.
Anytime Dane Cooks happens to be in town to take a meeting with Jesus, and he just happens to be on that block because he just had dinner with somebody.
The Jewish god Hashem was on the show.
When the stars align.
Who?
Hashem. That's the Jewish name for God. He closed the show out.
Yeah, you know what? Nobody gets that.
By the way, we just lost 6,000 listeners.
6,000.
Happy Yom Kippur, Bobby. Anyway, you could take the show back.
Yeah, I had a fun time, dude. It was a great
awesome.
Stage. I was a little hot.
What do you mean it was hot?
Gets
the
a little because it's just
here
a small.
Comes the notes.
It's small. Yeah.
Yeah, we're in our opening phase. People mostly are complaining how cold it is because we got
compliments
these
are over.
Badass
now it's
air
time for the notes.
Yeah, dude, look, great club, great food, great spot. Yeah. Now, listen, the thing is,
Now get your shit together.
Why are we talking about this food that's not here?
That's true.
I'm starving.
I'm starving
Fuck,
too.
Well,
man.
Come to the stand and try our food.
Yeah, well, the stand was supposed to come to me.
Yeah.
Fucking
I'll
letting
bring it to you.
40,000 people
end of it.
Fucking
I'll
know about your stupid
end,
club, and I get a fucking goddamn nothing. Pretzel bowl.
Ugat!
I get a fucking pretzel bowl.
Have a come fucking on. Pretzel bowl.
You
it's
gave me
insulting to bring bread. The bread they give free
well,
at the table.
I brought the bread.
Have some bread.
But he didn't even bring it in a good container. He brought it in a fucking cheese cup.
I brought,
brought
the
it in
bread.
A fucking
that's
what
the
Chinese soup container.
Yeah, that's a miso soup container.
Yeah, they don't even
iced tea container.
They don't even have those in his
bread.
Restaurant.
I brought the bread because this is our signature bread. We have the pretzel bread that you will not find anywhere else in the city. Our hamburger is on a pretzel brioche, and our steak sandwich is like a New York pretzel.
Yeah, it sounds good. I don't have it.
Mentioning steak sandwich, getting Bobby's dick all hard. Oh,
man, steak sandwich.
That was we have a fish and chips from Australia.
Yeah.
Fish and chips.
All right.
Oh, so it's that shitty lobster with no claws?
Yeah, no, it's
that fucking mutant lobster. It's an Australian lobster. It's just the tail. Don't eat it. It lost its fucking claws somehow.
We
got some corn dog lollipops on
the
menu downstairs.
They're the best. Those corn dog things on the stick are fucking amazing.
I don't think that's a good name for them, though. It sounds like
corn dog lollipops.
Corn dog flavored lollipop.
Hang on one second, Kelly. You like corn dog lollipops?
Yeah, I love sticking in my mouth.
You like? Yeah. Oh, wow. All right, stop. Kelly's sister, do you like corn dog lollipops?
I don't even know what they are.
It's like shaped like a ball.
Okay. They're like hot dogs. They're like hot dogs on a stick.
Okay.
Yeah,
surrounded by
them.
Cornbread. What do you guys call cornbread?
Kelly's.
We're going to have cornbread because we don't have
real quick, I'm just going to throw questions at you once in a while, Kelly's sister. And you just answer yes or no.
Okay?
So they're going to come at you. I'm going to point. I'm going to call Kelly's sister.
Yeah.
And question, ask a question, yes, no. Okay? All right. So back to the podcast. Kelly's sister, ever take it in the ass?
Yes, that's a yes.
Yeah, that's a yes.
No,
all right, now we'll go.
Yes. No, wow.
I smelled her chair. I know it's a yes.
I smelled the toilet seat fucking water.
I need to go see.
All right, listen. Anyways, that was definitely a yes. She froze. She actually remembered the instance. She went like this. She almost went, ow. I don't like it.
I need to go see Bev.
Okay, all right. So anyways, here we go. Here we go. Back into the podcast.
Most importantly is that we're pretty committed.
Question, Kelly's sister. You ever suck a dick in your life?
Never mind.
No, go ahead.
I mean, most importantly, it came from the fact that we really wanted to have a comedy club that, you know, with lineups that we care about.
Right.
And
no check
we wanted
spots,
to do what we
no
thought
bringers,
was right. No check spots.
Yeah, there's
no
check. They dropped the checks at the end of the show. The cellar is the only place that's done that I've ever been to besides that.
No barkers, no bringers.
Just do it.
Awesome.
Right. I mean,
so
that's
you
where
went,
we
could, you went and found what other clubs do right, and you fucking added that to your club.
And
what
they
you
do
liked.
Wrong, and we made it what we thought was right. You know, we come from a place of respecting comedy and comedians.
Check
we want to be
go,
first and foremost where comedians would feel comfortable
system.
To perform.
Pull that table near you, you cocksucker. Stop talking away.
It's too big. I can't move it.
Also, the other thing, dude, this is fucking crazy, dude. They don't have a drink minimum, which is just fucking...
They don't have it now.
Say free comedy. So
I think the idea is that people will want to
People, use your headphones. Use your headphones. The headphones are so you don't yap over people.
Yeah. Go, Lewis.
So go ahead, Lewis.
The idea is that people, I think, will want to eat and drink there. They're not being forced to eat and drink there, which I think is fucking awesome.
Yeah, and we tried to create an
especially
environment.
Especially for you, you fucking broke Puerto Rican.
We tried to build a place
off of there.
That was, one, the food and drinks are really good, and it's a type of nice environment that people are excited to be there. So, yeah, of course I'm going to have a drink. Of course I'm going to eat something.
Kelly's sister, question. When was the last time you masturbated?
This is a boring story. No.
Let me smell your cunt.
That wasn't even... That wasn't...
There are tangents, but they are funny tangents.
Welcome to America.
That wasn't even a yes or no question.
Let me smell your cunt.
Dude. How do you not name this episode? Let me smell your cunt.
No, but seriously,
I don't know.
Man,
iTunes
our comedy lineups are really committed to it. No, but the truth is that where we started was Patrick started cringe humor.
Jesus.
And,
Kelly, Yannis? Yannis? This is the deal, though. Is Kelly and her sister can never let her family listen to this show. You can't. You know what I mean? If we just stayed away and just was nice, they could be like, "Oh, you should listen to it. We're both on the show. She did good, Mom, and blah blah blah, and I did good, and I had some zingers, and la la la." Now it's let me smell your cunt. There's no way. Can I have one of those? The rest of the ball? Can I have that? Where is that? Right there. Let me see that.
There you go.
God, let me see
you
that.
You said two of them. That's another.
Can I see that?
Look at that?
Let me see that. Yeah. Yes.
Make him happy.
Go on your phone again. It's going to be a fucking hammer.
Who are you texting?
I see you on your phone again. I'm going to fucking slap it out of your hands.
He's talking to me.
Cocksucker.
My point is, Bobby, we'd love you anytime you would come down.
Thanks, buddy. No, I love you guys.
On a Wednesday because you were free on a Wednesday.
Look,
any night you're free.
I love you guys.
Honored.
I love the club. You guys have always been nice to me, Patrick.
Yeah.
You and Chris have always been nice. You guys are fucking great guys, and I'm glad that I'm happy for you because you guys have been
vision. That's why we did this.
You had a vision.
It's not just we're opening. We opened a comedy club because this is what we care about. And
all right, stop. You're getting wordy now. Don't just keep going on.
You said the words
vision
in
two syllables. That's the biggest word.
No, but you keep saying this. You just keep saying the same thing over.
I'm sounding preachy.
You sound like fucking Tito Ortiz at a press conference. Listen,
I just want to make sure I hit all my PowerPoints.
I just want to kind of say that Giannis was saying.
Thank you. You like that one? Hang on. I just want to acknowledge that
fist pumping.
I got a fucking fist pump from the MMA podcast on Riotcast.
I'll cut a promo right here for you, WWE style.
With the because I did a Tito Ortiz.
The MMA reference.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Boom.
Over my
sorry,
head.
Kelly, go ahead.
No, I just want to say, because Giannis, you were saying with the check spots, you're saying they got to go. What's your...
Well,
Kelly's sister, are you a B cup?
No.
Kelly's like, wait a minute. If all the check spots go, I will never get booked anywhere. So, whoa. Let's not go crazy.
On the,
good one, Lewis.
X-ray on the Ecoc, eh?
In Europe,
I don't know.
In Europe and England, they don't do a check spot. They do an intermission.
Yeah, because they don't fucking pay. Oh,
well,
nothing. Give me that bandana. I just said something just to interrupt you. What a fucking asshole hack I am. What a fucking I should take my voice out. If they had an app where you could just take my voice out, I should.
But that's true, because whenever I've performed in London and Australia, every single show, no drink minimum. There's shows where you pay $12.
There's no
drink
for the performer.
They still gave you check spots, even though there's
no
check spot.
But there's no drink minimum, right? But everyone has 4 drinks.
It's so well, it's because the food and drink stinks.
Every show has an intermission. So you have 10 minutes where everyone can go to the bar, go to the toilet, have a cigarette, and they come back refreshed. And we call the cherry spot
bad way to
the
start,
first
Bobby.
Spot. Second second bracket, first spot is a cherry spot. You always do well.
Kelly, I wasn't paying attention to what you were saying. Can you start again?
Okay. No, I had to get it out there, like about the difference, right. Why America doesn't do it.
Here's the thing. I'm doing a show Sunday night, San Antonio. Great club, LOL. Having a blast. And it was a smaller show on Sunday. So in the middle of my joke, I just spent around 2.5 minutes getting to this point of the joke where it's going to just start bam, bam, the punchline, the tags, and you know here, and then it goes right into this other joke, and I'm looking right at this guy, and I'm delivering the joke to this guy's face, the whole table, And I'm going, bam, bam, and it's right there. People are laughing. The waitress comes over and kneels down in front of me, in front of the table, and starts talking like this loud. Do you guys want one more beer?
Right.
Or do you want?
Yeah, brutal.
And they look down at her like, I don't know. And these are fans of mine. Like, they've seen me three times this weekend. And they're looking like, I don't fucking, what are you? And it's like, what are you, you really can't wait for me? You're not that fucking mentally capable to know comedy enough to when I'm done and I take a sip of water, you go to the front fucking table.
Yeah, brutal.
Yeah, but you know, you can't blame the waitress on that, though, because it's the system. My girl works at a comedy club. No,
it's the system, man.
Let me tell you something.
Man, it's the system, man.
It's a comedy club.
There's no comedy.
You know what? There should be no waitress or waiter in any fucking comedy club that ever has a fucking attitude, because usually they're making more than the comic that night.
Every time they're making more than the comic that night.
So I hate that when you go to a fucking place.
Let me tell you, though.
They give you a fucking attitude. I hate that shit.
Let me tell you something.
That never happens. That never happens with me. I'm always making more than them.
My girlfriend works at a comedy club a couple nights a week, and they have like very specific amount of time to just get the drink out. That's it. And all the human element is taken out of waitressing in the comedy clubs because they don't deal with the customers. They don't.
I'll tell you what. You know who does it right? You know who does it right? Comedy Cellar. They don't. The waitresses here respect the comedy, respect the comics, or respect the show.
Absolutely.
Okay, and they respect other people. And they come up, they whisper, they come from the back, they go over the ear.
No, yes.
You don't go in front of the table, come between me and the crowd.
Yeah, but that's from the top down. I mean, that's probably because they have managers here that say, hey, you know, Caroline's this is how
good
you work.
They're good.
This is how you work your show, and this is how you wait. If no one's telling them, they're just trying. They're waiting. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But that's because the seller, you know, they tell their staff.
Yeah, the seller respects comedy.
Well,
the
seller staff does too. I mean, I'm not going to say most of them. I'm not going to say all of them. Some of them fucking. But they've been here for a long time. They're friends with the comics. They like watching us. Okay, they're part of our family. You're a little surrogate family. When you own a comedy club, your waiters, waitresses, managers, yourself, and the comics, we're part of a family. When I'm there, you're taking care of me, and I'm taking care of you.
Absolutely.
Okay, some clubs have that down. Some clubs care about the bottom line.
Right.
And if you just care about the bottom line, your club is going to stink.
Right.
That's it.
That's just business in general.
Yeah.
You know, if all you care about is the bottom line, the quality of
You have to do both. I think you have to care about the bottom line, but you also have to care about the people. When you're dealing with a human who's, you know, and I'm not going to use the word artist. I mean, we're comics. I know Giannis does.
Your sister wouldn't call us artists. Just in a podcast with a couple of artists.
Yeah.
Artists. Nah, it's an art form.
I think the word she's looking for is savages.
First of all, I love how Giannis is throwing that on all of us. You're the one who said cunt to her face. No one else has said it to her.
Oh, really? I mean, it was just, you could have said everything but that. You started off the podcast like, come here. You were like this. Come here. No, you're not sitting over here. Somewhere. So, you're going to fuck anybody? While you're here, who are you gonna fuck? What kind of tits you got? So how often do you fuck? What kind of diseases you got? Welcome to America. What does your pussy smell like?
Welcome to America. Can I smell your cunt?
Welcome to America. That's what she. This girl's never been here. All she's seen is the movies. So now she's gonna go back and think they were all like fucking these new
we
wave
are.
John Waynes. Like, how you doing? Welcome to America.
Let me smell your cunt. All right, guys, we're gonna get the fuck out of here. Listen, man. Jesus Christ, it makes me laugh. Now you know the guy who made the fucking sign that says fucking Flood City? We're going to have another one. Smell ya. Welcome to America.
Welcome to America. Let me smell ya, cunt. Admitted. Admitted to the country.
Ah, fucking Giannis.
God, I hope he makes a sign like that.
Well, make sure you guys check out the stand. Give the where it's at.
239 3rd Avenue between 19th and 20th Street. And we're open 7 days a week after Columbus. But right now we're open Monday to Saturday. Two shows on the weekend.
What's the website?
www.thestandnyc.com.
Did you say
I
want you to see our website because I know you'd be a good critic of it.
Make sure. I already fucking trashed your website.
Look at it?
I think it's a beautiful website.
That was
but they're featured
launch.
Comics. I wasn't up
now. Now for the notes.
That's because our indie web designer from LA, air conditioning put in some comedians.
Yeah. That's what I always hate, is when the web designer puts his favorite fucking comics on first.
Yeah.
How about the fucking comics that have been on the ground with cringe humor from day fucking one, fucking taking Fat Patrick for fucking disco fries?
You think it was Patrick's decision to put Mary Rathjen on the Stand website?
Who's Mary Rathjen?
Exactly.
All right,
exactly.
There you go.
Oh, come on. Mary's listening right now crying.
Yeah, Mary. Well, we love you,
that's
Mary.
Just, that's my point. Is.
Mary, let me... No, listen.
We got it under control.
Listen, here's the deal. Here's the deal. So your club, make sure you go to... Make sure you type in NYC... The Stand NYC.
Because
if not, this other club comes up and they stole from the Comedy Cellar and just basically stole their logo and colors. No, the other Stand.
Oh, the Stand?
The Stand, and they have another comedy club, the Stand.
There's one in there's one in Scotland.
Yeah, Scotland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so make sure you type in NYC. And beautiful Kelly's sister. Are you okay?
Yeah, it's been enlightening.
Are you all right? Are you? Look, we might have rattled your cage a little bit.
No.
I feel like we should give her a rape kit.
Uh-oh. I'm good.
LewisGomez.com.
A mental rape kit.
JGomez.com.
Welcome to America.
Hammer-fisting.
So when Joanne goes home and she tells Mom and Dad what I've been up to.
Yeah, this.
Are you proud of your sister?
Rape kit.
Hang on one second.
Yeah,
really. Are you proud of your sister?
Yeah, like she up and left. She knew no one here, so
Let me ask you a question.
Kelly's
no, seriously. When she was like, I'm moving to America by myself to do comedy, did you try to talk her out of it?
No.
Did you were just like, fuck it, go.
No, I knew it was her dream ever since she was young to go to New York, and
Are you jealous? Are you a little jealous? Can you talk into the fucking microphone?
Sorry,
you stupid Greek.
I wish my brother's a dick. He always been condescending to me since I started comedy. You're very lucky to have that.
Hey, Giannis's brother, let me smell your dick.
He's gay, isn't he?
So your brother's gay?
My brother is gay, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
How did you know that? How did you?
Because Lewis is gay.
Did you know my brother?
I smelled his dick.
How do you think Lewis met you? You have a gay brother.
He's a gay dog.
And he's not. He has never been supportive of my career.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Shit.
That's sad. We're not that close, you know what I mean? He's
like, I'm sorry, dude.
It's all right.
Well, I fucking got on a fight with my mother 2 weeks ago because she calls me up. And she, you know, she's been doing, I asked her not to do this around 5 years ago. I said, please don't, you know, be negative about my career. I need you to, when you think about what I'm doing, to be positive. I need your dreams to be as big as mine because I want that out in the universe. Right. I don't want you thinking, come home. You know, work here, be around the family, because that's what, you know, I believe in that shit. And she's like, well, you know, we're talking. And then she's like, all right, well, you can always come home and work with Jimmy. And I'm like, don't fucking say that.
Yeah.
You motherfucker.
Yeah. That's crushing.
It really fucking hurts.
Yeah.
Because it's like, look, I'm supportive of you.
Yeah.
She called me back the next day and said, look, I really love you. I'm proud as hell of you. And she is. And I know you're going to make it. You're doing great. Yeah. You know, but it's still.
Well, that's just because she loves you and she's scared that you take that unconventional path that it's difficult.
It's because they don't understand the business. They don't understand that we're all making a living as probably the low end as much as a teacher makes, the high end as much as a doctor makes.
Right. If you're lucky,
but they just know that it's you're Brad Pitt or you're Jerry Seinfeld or you're not.
Right.
So there's a big in between.
Right.
You know what I mean? Even on the show, there's a huge in between me and the rest of you guys.
Right.
You know what I mean? What you make and how you are. I mean, I'm way. I mean, in every way.
You're talking about making it, and I'm like,
I was like, wait a minute. In between when a teacher makes and when a fucking doctor makes, I'm like making what like a fucking dude who collects change on the street makes.
Well, fucking start making
Step
more.
Step your game up.
Yes, the Stand is going to start using
LewisGomez.com.
So
everybody on your show,
on my website.
I believe, already has a book.
Come on, Lewis.
At the Stand. So Yannis will be there, and Lewis will be there.
Lewis
will be there tomorrow.
I'll be there tomorrow night.
Yeah. When are you on the lineup?
I got tons of dates. October, I can't remember.
Whoa. He's got tons of dates?
Listen. All right, enough with the Stand. We're moving on to Kelly's sister.
Kelly's sister, Joanne.
We moved on to another topic. This fucking cocksucker club owner. Yeah, the Stand. How does that fucking come up with a sister? Loving a sister.
Speaking of your sister, the Stand.
We're talking about.
But we should say the Stand
so
every
you
time.
You sure you guys never French kiss?
So, I don't believe it.
Kelly's great, by the way. I just met Kelly. She's awesome.
She's going to be working at the Stand soon. Listen. Kelly's sister. So when she left, was anybody in the family like, fuck, you know, what's she doing? She's an idiot.
No.
So everybody was supportive.
Yeah, I guess our parents were.
you know, sad to see it go, but...
Right.
They want all that asshole blood out of the house.
No, we knew, like, it was her dream, so we were very happy for it.
Right. Yeah. Now, let me ask this question. Are you envious of her a little bit?
I'm not envious. I guess, you know, when you see someone and they just love what they're doing?
Right.
Yeah. To find someone who does that, to have that passion.
Yeah.
You kind of do feel, oh, God, you know.
What do you do?
Everyone should have that.
Right. Do you have that?
I'm a teacher. I love my job.
Right.
Yeah, but I know Kelly lives for her job.
Right.
You guys have a great relationship, don't
you? Yeah, she's the best.
Yeah, they really do.
Oh, they should totally kiss.
Nice. Oh, Jesus, Lewis.
That's nice.
No.
Did you just get in? Like, is this the reunion?
Yeah, she got in, like, she was supposed to arrive on Friday. And then when she turned up to the airport, United Airlines said, yeah, we don't have any planes for you right now. So
let me smell your cunt.
And they flew her out 3 days later. So
really?
Actually, yeah, I had all these shows booked at Stand Up New York, Yana's show, all this stuff.
Yana's Papa's question, real quick. Who would you fuck, Kelly or her sister? Go.
I got her sister. She's a stranger. I like it.
Let me smell your cunt.
I got to go with the sister. Don't know her. Don't know names. I like anonymous sex. Done. Deal. Close. Signed.
That is the best answer.
All right,
I
you guys.
Like strangers.
All right, check it out, man. Luis Gomez, what do you got?
Go to my website, GomezComedy.com. I'm going to be up in Montreal with Big J, October 8th.
The Montreal Comedy Festival? No, that's over.
They won't even audition me.
All right. I know, what was I thinking?
Literally. That's not even a joke. That's real. That's completely real. I'm bitter.
But it's hilarious.
That's why you'll be funny, because you're bitter.
Montreal, October 8th through 11th at the Comedy Works, Jimbo's Comedy Works.
I know where it is.
That's
great
cool
club.
Place.
Awesome. Yeah. Unbelievable place. And... unbelievable.
It's not The Stand.
It's real intimate, like The Stand.
Okay. Go ahead.
And follow me on Twitter at Lewis J. Gomez. And check out my Hammer Fisting podcast. We've been getting better guests on every single
unbelievable
week.
Show. I listened to last week's with Dan Hardy. Great
and
interview.
Fitch. And John Fitch.
Very funny. I love the fourth people you have on the fourth guest. Hammerfisting.com. You like funny, you like MMA, go to riotcast.com. Check out the podcast and check out the new app. We got an amazing new iPhone, iPad. And coming soon, Android app, Riotcast.com. It's 12 podcasts, over 12 hours of free podcasting a week. The app's free. The shows are free. Everything on it's if you travel,
awesome.
You're a truck driver, the app is insane.
You can literally, with a touch of a button, within three touches of a button, you can be listening to any of the shows at
and
any
here's,
time.
Here's the best part is that all the shows that do go live, which we do sometimes, when we do go live, you have the app, you're going to get a push notification to your phone. Robert Kelly's live right now. You'll be able to listen on your phone. And if we have video, you'll be able to watch the video on your phone.
That's pretty cool.
So you got to check this out. It's unbelievable. Riotcast app on iTunes. Android is coming soon, so don't fucking bug me. Ugh. You fucking PC nerds. It's coming. We got it. Honestly, I'm not lying to you. So make sure you check out that app. Kelly, what do you got?
What have I got? I've got my every 2 weeks show, Queen Queens, at the Courtyard Ale House at 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And I've got Underbelly on the 6th. And follow me on Twitter, KELLYFASTUCA.
Hey, can I do your show sometime?
Oh, I would love. I would love for you to do it.
Okay.
But it's.
I didn't even know you had a show.
Not
I just
cool,
started.
Kelly.
I've only had
not
two shows.
Not cool.
Yeah. I only had two.
Uncomfortable.
Fucked up, man.
There's certain people at a level that I'm too scared to ask because if it's a bad show.
Oh, she asked me. That's the level
now.
That I'm at. She asked me. Hey, you want to come back to my show?
You're good.
All right, so there you go. I love when people make connections like that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he's one of my favorite people, you know, to watch. And
Kelly's sister, question. You have an in vagina or an out vagina?
Come on. Let me smell it. Just put it up against a window. Welcome to America.
Let me smell that.
Let me smell your cunt.
Is it alien from Aliens?
Grade A USA beef.
You got Australian Yazo cunt.
Hoorah.
I don't even know what that is.
Hey, Pacino's right. Back. Hoorah. And don't forget the Twitter handles and the Facebook handles, YKWD podcast.
Yeah.
For your videos and posters. And blah, blah, blah.
Look, check it out. Go to riotcast.com for our merch stuff. We got a bunch of t-shirts. We sold a shitload of it at the show. T-shirts. We got original posters from the live show. I'm putting together another live show. We're going to do another poster. We got a new poster up. We got all kinds of shit. Go to the merch page on Riotcast. Make sure you go go to our Facebook page. Like the motherfucker. Yeah. Hit like.
Share.
Make sure you go to Twitter account and our Instagram, YKWD podcast on Instagram.
Yeah.
iTunes.
Twitter.
iTunes.
Review on iTunes.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great if you guys. I love that you guys are leaving. We've been in the top 100 for fucking a year.
Yeah.
That's great. I would love to get in the top 10 one day, but apparently that's on my shoulders.
to get more famous. Yeah. So I'm trying.
Come on.
Come on, Bobby.
Come on.
Yeah. What else? Oh, yeah, go to my new website, robertkellylive.com. I got the new one coming up. Check it out. I got all my shit up there. You know what else I got up there? I got my acting reel, which I like. I love it. It's me on Louie. It's on Law and Order. A couple other things. I did a scene with Mark Ruffio in a movie that was great. It has a little comedy up there. So check it out. You want to check out some of my acting. All my stuff. I got a whole brand new website I got for you guys, robertkellylive.com. Check out my dates. And make sure you go to gamefly.com. Gamefly.com/YKWD. Join 2 weeks free from our website. You'll be supporting us, supporting them, and helping you guys out because it's the Netflix of video games. You can rent them, use them, return them, or buy them. And it's 2 weeks free, and you can cancel at any time. You're helping the show out. Just do it. Who gives a shit? If you're a video game guy, make sure you check that out. Gamefly.com/YKWD. You go to Riotcast.com. Check out all the other shows, which we love. What else, Kelly? Anything?
If you want to send us gifts, this is the address. 676A 9th Avenue, number 424, New York, New York, 10036. Because we get good stuff.
And yeah, we get a bunch of stuff, man. We love Dan Fry. We got the Dan Fry card that Dan Soda got. Beautiful Dan Fry.
I want to see it.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
We got the Patrice O'Neill picture. We got the Flood City.
Yeah.
Flood City, USA.
We got a bunch of stuff. You guys are great. Thanks for sending those gifts in. Keep sending them. You guys are great. We are gone. Dude.
I can't plug.
Oh, you didn't plug.
Lewis is going to plug your baby registry.
I got two plugs. Can I plug quick?
Dude, you can. I feel like shit right now.
You forgot about me.
You know why I forgot about you?
I have my calendar out and everything.
Oh. Do you know why I forgot about you? Because you're a fucking cunt. No. Dude, I am so sorry. I thought we got to you.
No, it's okay. I just do quick.
No, don't do it quick. Take your fucking time.
All right. No, the 10th, I'm in Miami at the
Listen,
Improv.
Dude, we got to go.
10th at the
There's
Miami
another
Improv.
Show coming in here. You're working the Miami Improv?
Yeah.
With who?
Just me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yannis
Dude,
Pappas.
You wait till the hotel they put you up in.
Well, I don't know.
Dude, what are you talking about?
It's a door deal. I think we're putting ourselves up.
Oh, well, that's even better.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You think you're putting yourself up? You know you're putting yourself up.
You know what, Lewis? You're just an asshole. That's why nobody likes you. Because you're really just fucking...
I'm unlikable. That's why I have no comedy career. Anyway, guys.
You're very likable.
Stop saying that.
Lewis is aggressive.
Lewis is a good guy.
You got a lot of anger in you. Your parents
You're a good
died.
Guy, Lewis. Don't say that.
They are both dead.
Christ.
True.
Well, they did. Both
His name in
I know. That's why I'm saying Jesus.
His kid, blue.
He can give his kid something he never had immediately.
A living parent?
Yeah. a white
People
mother?
Say that like, I want to give my... a white mother!
Oh, my God.
You are a success dad immediately. As soon as your child is born, I'm alive and your mother's white.
Yes.
Deal.
Right. Oh, shit.
High five.
All right, so
anyway, Lewis comes
Miami
baby.
Improv, the 10th. There's some tickets left. And... Well, it's almost sold out.
Is it?
Yeah, it's almost
sold out. What is it? Just one show?
One show.
And what is it? You and who?
Just me, my character Marisa.
There's three Love other it. Fucking characters.
And you know what? In that club, it's going to kill.
I hope Miami. So.
I've
oh, dude.
It.
So many fucking beautiful.
Full of spicks.
Did you do Miami
Jesus
yet?
Jesus Christ.
We did
Lewis.
Miami. We did Miami.
How was it?
It was sold out. It was amazing at Grand Central.
Love it, dude. I love it. I love it. Fuck you. You go. You got to go see this show. Get the tickets. There's a few left. Sell this motherfucker out. Make it a second show. This character, Giannis, is one of the funniest guys out there right now.
By the way, Giannis is the character. Maurice is the real one.
No.
He just does a fucking Greek comic
Come on,
character.
Let me appreciate my plug.
Yeah, don't step on his... One of the funniest fucking guys out there, man. Really unique
you,
guy. Man. Hilarious. You got to check it out. So go ahead.
Thank you. And I just want to plug one more because I'm really excited about it. The 19th, I'm hosting for Stanhope in Syracuse.
Wow.
At That's the Palace cool. Theater. So get tickets on Brown Paper Ooh. Tickets. He's one of my all-time favorites and heroes, so please come out and see that.
Right, yeah, Stanhope is great, man. That's going to be a great show. And I love Stanhope, too, because he brings fucking a bunch of... He picks a bunch of great people, crazy, unique motherfuckers to tour with him. And he helps him out. So that's great, man. That's going to be a great show. Make sure you check it out. Giannis, you got a website or anything, or Facebook?
Ditchfilms.com.
Ditchfilms.com. And what is the photo on your Twitter that fucking freaks me out every time? What is
my
that?
My girlfriend's a comic, and I was like just... I was drying myself off of my towel on my bed, and she took a picture of me, and I was trying to tell her no. And she took the picture of me saying no, and I just look like a baby with a towel.
Yeah.
Over my
balls.
You dry yourself on the bed?
I was drying myself, yeah.
It
yeah.
looks like you're being raped on a pinball machine. All right, everybody right now, I just want to say, take a moment to get a little serious before the end of the show. You guys have been great. Thank you so much for coming in, Lewis. Everybody, you guys, thank you so much. But we can just take a moment right now and just say a prayer that please, please, God, make Lewis's baby gay. Everybody, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us, hang on, just mouth it, Jew. Lead us not into temptation.
Deliver us
from evil. Please make Lewis's baby gay. Make the baby come out with a lisp and a fucking attitude.
Hi, Dad.
Amen.
Amen.
Dad.
Muzzle tough.
Dad, where's your dick? Immediately, dick. Immediately, where's the dick?
I know. She his wife takes her tit out and
ew.
She fucking goes right for Lewis's cock.
Ew.
Can I get nutrients out of this thing?
I don't want to suck on your titty.
Oh, please. Oh, I just wanted you to have a gay baby.
Hispanic gays are the best,
I just love to see you to go to fucking dance recital, acting class, and fucking antiquing. I'll see you guys later.
Filming my face, don't stop. Filming my face, don't stop.